This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you'll be both win.
Hotel. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm here with friend of now RIP babe, the new friend of Sexy Unique Pod, and the owner of a hilarious Instagram called Binge City. It's Julia Hava.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Hi. I'm so excited to have you here.
This is like my Super Bowl. This like, is, honestly.
We bonded, I think, first over Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And so it was a must that you come on this podcast.
I'm so excited. And this episode, I feel like, just gave us so much to work with.
We're finally cooking with gas in this season. It took a long time to get here. But now we're in a pretty good place. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, well, how have you felt? Did you have to like binge a lot of episodes? Have you watched them at like at all at once, or do you watch week to week?
So I started watching Vanderpump Rules like probably last year. My friend Allegra put me onto it and was like, you have to watch this show and also you have to listen to the podcast because it's like the combination of the two are so great. And I was like, all right. And then I watched like pretty much every episode within like a very short time period.
It hooked you.
But then last season kind of sucked, as we know. So I was just like not really feeling that and kind of fell off. And then this season I kind of fell off for a bit, but like was watching it. And then I binged a couple episodes and I was like, all right, it's better than last season. It's better than last season.
They took the bar so low that you could only go up from there.
Yeah. And like, at least the wedding's happening.
Yeah. And it's going to be a train wreck, I think. Like, I'm excited to see it. I'm glad that it's happening mid-season, because then we just get it over with and we can see, like, what happens next.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what will happen
A kid.
Next?
I think someone has to have a kid.
Yeah. But, like, in this season, like, what else is there to do besides, like, just
I don't
have
know.
Brittany
Pride
and
already happened, so that's it over.
Like, I'm like, what is next? Are they teasing, like, are they holding something back that they're just going to like drop like a bomb on us?
I need to know how you feel about the new cast members, because I don't know how I feel about the next generation.
I'm really into Charlie. I think she has become MVP of new cast members.
I feel like she has to have a TikTok account.
She has to have something going on.
She looks very young.
Yeah, she's very young. I really like Danica's energy. I like all the female newbies.
The men are evil.
The men are true villains. Today I was like, oh, he's a villain.
He looks so much older than he thinks he looks.
He looks like he's 45 years old.
And I remember seeing him because I had watched his ex-girlfriend on YouTube doing makeup tutorials. She was like, this is my boyfriend Brett, like we've been together for so many years, like he's a personal trainer and I'm a makeup guru. And then they broke up, and then when he was like interested in Sheena and
Charlie.
Charlie. They both look like his ex-girlfriend. They literally both look like her.
So he has a type.
He has a type.
And then he got kind of YouTube famous off his girlfriend's YouTube fame,
yeah, because right? He was doing like training videos.
Like how to do a push-up?
Yeah. It was like how to eat healthy. He was like a vegan for a while. I don't know. His videos are probably all still up there.
I'm sure they are. Why wouldn't
But I definitely watched like their relationship tag and it was really boring. They were like, we love going to the gym together and like eating healthy and being vegan, and I was
psychotic.
Like, this seems boring, but he's so much more unhinged than I ever could have predicted.
Yeah, he is a full-blown red flag, and I actually, after this episode, I was like, I could have him stick around if
I know.
The rest of his tenure on the show is just people baiting him into getting angry.
Well, I don't understand, because I know you were saying like on previous episodes that they are now canceling Max and Brett because they said racist stuff.
I think that what they did was maybe they cut them out of a couple episodes just to be like, everyone, we hear you, like it's not
but
okay.
That's never stopped them before.
No, and then now they're like, now that it's all died down and people don't care anymore, then they're like bringing them back out.
Nobody's like watching Vanderpump Rules trying to find good people on it. Like, we don't care if they're just like problematic, put them back on and let them fight.
Yeah, it didn't like, it never surprises me when I hear something.
No, I'm like, of course they have problematic
cast member Vanderpump Rules.
No,
yeah,
no.
Like it was like, oh yeah, like I'm sure they use the N-word with abandon. Like,
yeah,
that seems very on brand.
If Jax wasn't so fucking old, I'm sure we could go back at his Twitter and find all sorts.
Oh, he
of-
said all sorts of like kind of like vaguely anti-Semitic,
I'm sure,
remarks and like also like homophobic remarks that like edge into like total homophobia territory.
I'm still honestly reeling from when he said that he and Tom shared a twin bed in Miami.
That's like, people didn't pay enough
attention. I feel like people, I was like, oh, are we just gonna move past that? Like, do you know how small a fucking twin bed is?
I've tried to sleep in a twin bed with like someone I'm dating and it's the most uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. You have to literally be spooning so tightly in order to fit in that
bed. You have to like straighten your body and just like go full blown like side by side.
So what did he mean, a twin bed? Was there like, are they,
well,
just not gonna explain
someone had
it?
Tweeted at me pictures from Jax out in Miami, like when he used to live there, and he was pictured at an event with like an older man and their arms were around each other, and the caption for the photo had said like, so and so and his boyfriend, like Jason Couchy.
I'm obsessed with that.
I think that he was like, I mean, I don't know if he's gay, but I think that he might have been like an escort,
yeah,
or like a rent boy or something.
That's
in Miami.
Such an interesting plot line. Like, bring that back.
I feel like they tried to do it and then it was shut down. Like, anytime
by
they
Brittany
try,
and her mom.
Well, yeah, they're, yeah, like, we will kill. And they're like, I have a shotgun in the truck and I'm ready to blow the heads off.
Literally.
Guys.
The complete 180 they did from the homophobic pastor to Lance Bass.
Which I'm like, I think Lance Bass and Jax are like in business together somehow.
My friend was saying that Lance Bass must be in like deep debt to Lisa. Like, he must like be,
she
have like a gambling problem.
About
and
his
like
past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would he do that?
I have no idea. And then it seemed like on their phone call that they like, none of them really knew each other.
It was very, very awkward.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the episode.
Okay.
So it starts out with them going to some random restaurant, which I think was maybe in the Valley, but I don't know like where it was, but it looked like it kind of had that like whitewashed like chicness.
I think it was a coffee shop.
Was it?
Well, see, this is what I don't understand. Was this a birthday episode? Like, was that Stassi's birthday party? Because if that's so, like, this was the saddest birthday episode I've ever seen.
I know. And then I had a moment. Well, there was a moment when they're all walking down the street and like going into the restaurant, and there's this like lone guy at a table and he's like on his phone, and you see him look up at everyone going in, and then he just like has this moment where he looks down, and I could see him registering like what was happening and how sad he was about it.
That's definitely not a restaurant where you want to have your birthday party.
No, and that's also like, me, if I was alone dining somewhere and then a cast of Vanderpump Rules walked in to like film a scene, I'd be like, I've made all the wrong decisions in life.
Yeah. Like you're not going there to see them.
No, you don't ever want to be like caught in the same place as them.
Yeah. And then no, unless realized, you're at one of the Vanderpump Rules restaurants.
Yeah. Or yeah. unless you're specifically going to like gawk at them somewhere yeah. where you're like, oh, this is a shitty place that I know they would love to go. Like I'm going to post up here and like wait for them.
The thing that was also sad about it was like a birthday luncheon, which is like, how old are you when you have like a birthday lunch? That just seems incredibly sad to me.
It's like a birthday gathering for coffee at like 4 p.m.
Yeah. And then Tom was like, anyone want to take a shot? Like, do they even serve that at a coffee place? Like, where are you getting a shot?
I was really confused, but it did have like the hot summer sun vibe of like North Hollywood.
Who knows? We need to look it up. They said they always show the restaurant.
Yeah, they showed the name, but then I just like had to blank it out.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle.
No.
And everyone's going to Ariana's birthday party, even though everyone's like feuding actively.
And then they showed all of Stassi's old birthday parties, and she was like, I don't like attention. It's like, since when do you not like attention?
Then it made me sad though, because I was like, are you just doing this because of Bo? Like, is this the new you where you just go completely like snuff out the flame of crazy Stassi? It's my birthday, which I don't agree with. I think like if you are a psychotic bitch on your birthday, you deserve to just like live that truth until you die.
If Bo really loves her, he will let her be her unhinged self.
Yeah, he would indulge it and
not like don't let the dark passenger come out at night or what is, I know,
and her
that...
being like, don't anyone sing, like don't even say the word birthday, like what are you talking
I
about?
Feel like Stassi has always kind of had the tendency to shrink herself for her boyfriends, which makes me really sad. Mm-hmm. Except for Jack, she was like not
Jack's brought way. Out the yeah. truest form of Stassi.
Yeah. Which, I think that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Maybe they were soulmates. Maybe they'll never do better.
I think that Jax has never gotten over Stassi. Like, I still yeah. think he holds a candle for her. Like, I don't think that they would ever get back together. He would try and get her back. But I think that, like, she will always be the one that got away.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that nobody watching the show, like, wants any of them to have a stable life. So, like, her choosing Bo is kind of just like, oh, so you're just going to choose, like, a normal life?
But I still have my suspicions about Bo. Like, I think he's a total operator. Yeah. When you, like, to go from nothing to then you turn on the show and, like, from the first scene of the credits, you're, like, in the first shot of, like, that's your operating.
You think he just wants to be on TV?
Yeah. I think he was, like, a wannabe actor who was like working as a casting director and then got this chance and then like jumped at the chance to be on TV.
Yeah, he was really acting like a theater kid in the episode where they dressed up as old men. It was like, you're doing a bit, just like, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be acting.
And like last season when he was in his little like dinosaur costume,
that was so embarrassing.
I was like, you've got to stop.
He has huge theater kid energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'm not here for it.
No.
And I feel like the darkness will be revealed at some point.
I hope
feel badly
so.
For Stassi, because I think like she just decided to like marry the first guy that was ever really nice to her.
Mood. If you can find that, go off.
Yeah. Like Stassi gets one cupcake. Also the waitress, I was like, does this waitress, like, is she trolling? Is she like,
that was so sad, like just one cupcake.
And then there were also people in the background, like behind, that were sitting behind Stassi and Bo that were kind of like looking over, and I think there were some people like low-key filming on their phones.
Yeah,
and I was really into that.
She was also dressed like a Victorian doll.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that doesn't seem like a Stassi birthday outfit.
I was really confused by the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the performative, like, don't sing,
don't make me sing,
don't sing, shh, shh. But something that you do when you absolutely want people to celebrate
yeah.
your birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Natalie comes over to Lisa's glass house. Ooh. With a box of beautiful flowers and starts speaking French, which I was like, this is a power move.
I was expecting Lisa to be like laid up in bed, like comatose, like when they were like, we're going to Lisa's house, like her mother just died. And then Lisa just like looks good as usual. But I was kind of expecting her to be like on the floor, like passed out, just like in so much emotional pain. And that wasn't the case. I was
yeah,
kind of disappointed.
She doesn't like all the drama, I think, festers inside.
Yeah.
But on the exterior, she's like always put together.
Why did she need to be speaking French, though? Like, that seemed
really
unnecessary. I don't
know. Lisa speaks French, too. But and I don't know how far back she and Natalie go. But okay. I imagine that they go pretty far back. But I love, like, it was really weird.
It was
trying
very
to get
weird.
A sense of, like, what Lisa's relationship with her mother was. Because it didn't, from the way she was describing it, it didn't sound like that close per se.
The Rubik's cube thing was
she was my
very
mother was
weird.
Smart. She was in Mensa. She could solve a Rubik's cube in 30 seconds.
And then she kind of put her head down like very solemnly, and I was like, that's a really weird memory to have about a Rubik's cube.
Yeah. And then she was like, I have memories of playing tennis with her and water skiing.
That's what happens when your parents don't want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
The babysitter brings you to tennis and water skiing, and then they bring you back home.
Yeah, like that. It was, I was just like, how close were you? And then Natalie delivers an ultimate troll with being like, I framed these pictures of you
that was
and your mom
troll.
Like pre-plastic surgery. And then like a close-up of Lisa like looking
older than
she, than
looks,
she
now.
Looks now.
Yeah. And Lisa kind of was just like, I'm really upset about this. Yeah.
Natalie's like, you don't like it. And then she was like, no, I love it. And then it was truly a put Lisa in an awkward position.
I have a conspiracy theory.
What's that?
I think that Lisa killed her own mom so that she didn't have to go to Jackson Brittany's wedding.
But then she ends up going.
She does?
Yeah. I think she does. Like, surprise flies in with, like, Randall.
But, like, she did not seem like she wanted to go.
No, who would want to go? It's like...
Me. I want to go.
It's like 99 degrees.
Yeah.
And like a highway castle.
There's much to say about the castle later.
There's
on.
A lot to say. But I loved like Natalie. I think Natalie knows secrets about like Lisa's family.
They definitely partied together when they were young, and like Lisa like probably like hit someone with her car, and like Natalie knows about it and they don't talk about it.
Yeah, or they like had a threesome at one point.
Yeah.
Or even like they were in their own lesbian relationship.
Yeah. Oh,
at one
that
point.
Would be really interesting.
Like they were lovers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raquel went out and drank too much and then passed out and woke up to a barrage of texts from James.
She got her robot wires wet.
She, I love the, like, Raquel, me getting blackout is like semi-chaotic, like I'm like slurring,
yeah,
and then like I might run away somewhere but it's like a lot of slur but like laughing positive energy, but mm-hmm. then I might disappear but I'll always pop back up in like 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Raquel getting blackout was just like,
she didn't look that drunk.
No,
that's why I'm like, why is she saying she got so drunk? Yeah, James is insane as usual.
Yeah, and when Raquel's telling everyone, like, she and the other Sir girls, I'm also dead that Raquel actually works at Sir.
I know.
Like, she is, like, taking people's orders and, like, pushing them into the system.
That was so... whoever's order she was taking, she said it in such a weird way where she was, like, half looking at the camera.
She was like, chicken tacos and soup. I feel for her because I think
feel
she
for her too.
Really does not actually want to be working at Sir.
No, no.
Lisa's devil's bargain with Raquel is like, it's the only way she'll ever get on camera.
Remember, she was making her pick up shit at Vanderpump Dogs.
Like,
she
when
was
she
like,
volunteered.
Clean up the dogs.
Raquel's been put through hell and back, and she's telling all the girls, and then Danica, who also I think is a robot.
Danica, I think, seems like a woman from high school who would try to sell you LuLaRoe. Like, that's the exact kind of energy that she gives me.
Yeah, and she's watching, and she also, like, likes it when you're in a bad situation.
She's kind of like a bad, like, an evil therapist that's trying to mislead you. Like, mm-hmm. that's the kind of energy she gives me. Like, she's like, oh, really? That's what you want to do? Oh, it's funny. Just, like, woman to woman, I just, like, had a thought about that. But, like, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. When Raquel's talking, she's like, I woke up to James saying, like, I was a whore and a slut. And, like, he hated me. And Danica goes, no. With, like, a
she
smile
was smiling.
On her face.
It was so weird. Everyone was like, oh, my God, that's horrible. She's like, no. That's awful.
She loved it. And then I love the producer who's like, the thing to do would be to read through that. Like, everyone's just baiting Raquel.
I know that she was like, I can't read all of a sudden. And they were like, I think you should read through it. And it literally sounded like she was adding new words to her lexicon. She was like, slut, whore, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah. She had like never in like her new system update, like hadn't, as she'd never known those words.
That's why she didn't want to read them.
Yeah. And when she woke up that morning, she was like, oh, he loves me. He texted me a lot. And then like some people had to tell her what they meant. And then they like Westworld operators had to like bring out the iPad and like download a new system.
That's
for
exactly
her.
What it seemed like.
Tom Sandoval's spider bite still is raging on. You catch glimpses every once in a while when he like turns around, and it's very like raw and red on his arm.
What happened?
He got bit by like a black widow, I think.
That's
it was
another
why
thing.
He missed like the Stassi's book signing. Like he came or something. It was right around
he
that
didn't.
Time.
He went and yelled at her at the book signing.
Yeah, but
he
like had been in like the hospital because he like got bit by a black widow. And then they had to like do whatever. But wow. It's like when he brings Ariana this like glass of wine, he turned around and I was like, what's on his arm? And then I remembered he'd been like savaged by a spider.
That scene like truly had Desperate Housewives energy of like Tom seemed like a pool boy bringing a middle-aged housewife like her giant glass of wine. And he was like, here you go, my queen. And she's like applying her makeup at the vanity just like angrily. Like
she was not in a good place.
No.
And I like takes one to know one. But I love that he's like in his confessional, he's like, I know Ariana's been like really depressed, so like I just want to be here for her. And I was like, I love that your treatment for like a depressed person like who's had like depressive maybe suicidal ideations is to like ply them with alcohol.
Yeah, he's like, I brought you a giant glass of wine.
That's like the number one thing to not do if you're depressed is drink.
And then Ariana also said that really weird thing at her birthday where she was like, I know you all love it when I get drunk. And it was like, what does that mean?
It means everyone wants her, this whole crew, they're just like, if you're not drunk, we want nothing to do with you.
I did really.
Because your sadness is like too real for us.
Yeah.
Like Lala's face when Ariana, like the flashbacks where she was like, I think about just like driving off the edge of the freeway. And Lala's like, like kind of smiling, like doesn't know what to do.
I was like,
do
doesn't everyone? Nobody else thinks
like,
about
this
that?
This really strikes me as like totally normal day-to-day existence.
But here's the thing. I was really questioning her depression because she showed up in an all-white outfit. And no depressed person would ever do that.
But also her body is just like truly banging. And I know, don't but think that she has also to do anything to like keep it that way. I think it's like pretty just genetically blessed with like great proportion. So if I was her, I'd be wearing like all white all the time too.
I guess. I just can't imagine being more depressed than I've ever been and showing up in all-white. Like that just...
Yeah, I just like, I don't think I would have, I would not have a party, and I certainly wouldn't be like filming it.
But that's what I don't understand. Like, usually they do a huge thing for both of their birthdays, for Stassi and Ariana's birthdays. And it was this the birthday episode?
Maybe they didn't do a huge one because the wedding is like in the next day.
It just seemed really sad. Like, oh, you guys have reached an age now where like you don't get to have fun birthdays anymore.
Because was last birthday Stassi's 30th?
Maybe was that the ice princess birthday one?
Yeah, that might have been, because I don't think that she would just not make a big deal.
She must be old, otherwise she wouldn't.
Yeah, like it's like if it's her 31st birthday, I get why she would be like, okay, fine, like I'll just have a cupcake
at our coffee luncheon
at our local coffee haunt. And then Ariana's was like haphazardly thrown together at like a valley bar or
something.
It
seemed very sad.
Yeah, it was. I was not getting good vibes from either gathering. I love though, Charlie left her tag on so she could return her dress, which I was like, relatable queen.
Yeah, for real.
And then like I wrote, I hate Brett with a double underline.
I hate Brett.
His little like, is it like a Fu Manchu collar or whatever?
He literally looked like a Disney prince or something, but like an evil one in the talking head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jafar.
It's a Jafar vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's untrustworthy.
He is.
And then everyone's waiting for Ariana. And then Lala's like, is she going to come? Like, what's the deal? Like, last time I talked to her, she said she wants to drive off the cliff. And I was like, that's not what she said.
The cliff?
She said, I want to drive off the cliff. And I was like, what cliff?
What cliff?
There are no real cliffs to drive off of in LA.
Didn't she say the freeway? She wanted.
She
to
said like a drive off the freeway, but when Lala's recapping, she calls it the cliff.
I love how Ariana told Lisa that, and Lisa was like, "You need to go work at Sir again. That will really help your suicidal ideation." That was truly insane.
Lisa also seemed like pilled out when she said that, when she and Ariana were having that conversation.
Yeah.
Lisa goes, "Oh, you're depressed."
I thought she was going to be like, "Oh, how about you come here like once a week and we talk about stuff?" But she was like, "How about you come to Sir once a week and like serve drinks?"
Well, I don't even think Lisa suggested it. I think Ariana was like, "Can I please come to Sir? Because I need something to do, because otherwise I'm going to go insane." And then Lisa was like, "Well, think about it." It's like, what in the world? I'm like, you need to break out of the matrix.
Yeah.
And like quit this show. And
I don't understand why she's still on the show.
I don't know. Because after last week, it became so real that I was like, oh, I would be in the same position as she is if I was like in this community.
Yeah. If I was depressed, I would not want to be on that show.
I would not want to be on the show surrounded by all these people, having to like interact with them 24/7. That would make, I would drive off the cliff.
I personally would definitely drive off the cliff.
Then Katie does like a scripted, she's like, "So Brittany, is Sandoval still not invited?" I love them like trying to be supportive of Brittany and her like special day, but it just like, they cannot nail it.
Brittany's literally like a child who is the last child to still believe in Santa, and like no one's allowed to tell her that Santa isn't real.
Why does everyone like treat her with kid gloves?
I don't know. It's so weird because she kind of is a kid. She's very regressed.
Yeah, like she can't handle reality, so everyone just like pretends.
Well, that's
why
they had the princess party and she's getting married in a castle.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, like, they did just have to walk back the entire, like, Jax cheating thing and kind of, like, make it okay for her. She really, I guess, would have melted down if she didn't have Jax in her life as, like, her husband.
I don't know. I guess she really just did need a husband to cling on to.
Yeah, and, like, saw that as, like, it's Jax or it's, like, nothing. Yeah. A void.
A void would be better.
A void would be way better.
Marry,
I'd rather
the void.
Live in like just kind of hazy fog.
Like a Black Mirror.
Yeah,
universe.
Just like wander around fog for the rest of my life.
Then be married to
then
Jax.
Then be married to Jax.
Yeah.
Like you look at their existence, like when they came home from the bar and like sat in their house, and I was like, their dogs were cute at least, but like everything else just felt like
sterile.
A movie set. Like it didn't feel real, and they're like performative, like joking around, and their conversation, I'm like, you both are living a lie.
And then Jax is like fangirling over Lance Bass, and it's like, I'm just so nervous.
Yeah, I was just like, what is this straight hell that you're
I don't understand
right now? It really is like, it's uncomfortable and bleak, and from like a viewer's perspective, it's like just pure emptiness. That's like what an empty life looks like.
I mean, I think Brittany is really excited, but Jax is definitely like losing his mind.
Jax has gone off the, he's like no longer functioning in like in this plane of reality that we all know. Like he's somewhere else.
But he has to marry Brittany or she's gonna cut his dick off.
I need her to like kill him.
Yeah, that would be great.
I think it would be good for the show. It'd be stellar for ratings. It'd be like, or she could just like murder, like she could stab him and he could be in a coma for a while.
That would be good.
And he could do a whole season in a coma and then like come out of it on the season finale.
I think that she should maim him in the face because that would hurt him more than anything.
That's so dark. Like I actually don't think he would survive. I think he'd will himself to die.
He would not come out of the coma.
But I think also if she was to physically attack him, put him in a coma, or like almost kill him, I don't think that he would end up pressing charges against her.
I think she should
like the messiness
him.
Would continue and will continue forever.
I think she should just poison him really slowly over time until he gets weaker and weaker. And then she just can take care of him in his old age. And she's like, all this time I've been poisoning you.
Yeah. He eventually has to like wear diapers yeah. all the time.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I won't tell anyone, babe, your secret's safe with me. and then he like respects her finally because mm-hmm. she's keeping his like poopy diaper secret. All the girls gather around Jack. I also am like, why does any woman talk to Jax anymore?
I don't know. What's
like they all gather around like a high top bar table and they're all like, what are you gonna do about Sandoval? And then he goes into this whole thing about how like a text is just too little too late. And he's like, a text is like low effort. Like I never wanted that.
Didn't and then he also say that about his dad?
Yeah. Like it cuts immediately back to him being like, I was just waiting for your text. Like all it would have taken is a text.
Didn't he also say something like, was that Sheena? Like didn't text him after his dad died or something? And he was really upset
Sheena
about it.
Sheena didn't call him. She just texted him.
Yeah. And that was another time he was really upset about
it. He was
text.
Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to feel about a text.
Was that
he wants it. He both wants it and doesn't want it.
He doesn't know how to interpret it.
Yeah. And then Brittany says she has terrible anxiety, which I'm like, how is her ulcer? Like, can we circle back to that and just talk about her general health and well-being?
Also, do you think that it's going to go away when you get married? Like, why is everyone on the show act like once you get married, that's just like the final step and everything's good from there?
It's really weird. And someone had said that they think that like the show will end. I was like having a conversation offline and like they were like, I think the show will end with like Stassi and Beau's wedding as like the full Vanderpump Rules like finale. And I was like, that would be both like it would be this the perfect like way to transition into like, wow, the show became like just an opportunity to gaslight everyone that's watching it.
I would be
but
very
then oddly
upset.
Like kind of exactly what like exactly on brand
if they just ended it with a wedding,
like where it's like finally like now Stassi's married and like her dream came true and like look at us all, we're like all grown up and like look how far we've come.
But that's what I don't get. And like I really do feel like they did that with Katie and Tom too, which is that after they got married they just make it seem like they didn't really have any more drama.
Yeah. And I don't understand why. I don't get why the producers are allowing that to be the case.
Because we know that nothing is good between
nothing
Katie
is right.
and Tom.
No. Nothing's right with anyone on this show.
No.
You would not still be on this show in this world if you were living like a fulfilling, amazing, conscious, like beautiful life.
No, but is that why they had to bring in new people? Because they didn't, Katie and Tom and all those people who are now like, our life is good now, they didn't want them like really revealing all the dark secrets of their life.
Yeah, that's why I think so. Because it's like, okay, we'll find like new young vulnerable people that we can like make fun of actively, like actively troll as we like mm-hmm. exploit all their drama.
It's just not the same.
No, it'll never be the same. So everyone sits down to talk it out. Brittany, Sandoval, Ariana, and Jax. And then Sandoval's talking to Jax. And he's like, when I walked away from the party after fighting with you, I felt dead inside.
Ariana's like, I literally just said I wanted to drive off a bridge. Like,
Ariana's
what are you
like,
talking
I'm
about?
I'm going to kill myself tonight. Like, there's no way out of this hell. And then Jax's Botox also is like all over the place.
Really? What do you mean?
He's like, I think he's gotten a lot like in his brows because they're like really arched
oh,
up.
Oh, he is looking a little scared all the
he's
time.
He's really, like, yeah. And I think he just got a lot of Botox in his brows to like open up his eyes. Not that they really needed it because I think the amount of coke he does opens them a fair amount.
Something I'm still thinking about is why was he wearing sunglasses in the strip club in Miami? Was that because he was on a lot of coke?
I think so. I don't know. I think he was maybe just like feeling like he was like, this is what you do in Miami.
I feel like he's just always trying to hide whatever drugs are in his system.
Yeah. Or trying to hide like his identity from any other like former sex worker, like escorts he might have known in
and
his
like,
heyday.
I literally have your child. He's 13 years old now.
Also, I love that he went by like Jason Couchy in Miami. Or no. Was Jax born in Miami?
Like, Jax was born in Miami.
The name Jax was born in Miami.
Yeah. I don't remember how. I think somebody called him Jax one time.
That's like on Gigolos, you know, they had... Did you ever watch that show on Showtime? It was about like male escorts that live in Las Vegas. And they all have names like Jax. Like one of them is named like Brace. And like the other... And like that Trip. Is a true name that you put on like your web page for like with a hot like headshot, like trunk shot. And then like a paragraph description about like...
It's like book Jax tonight.
Yeah, book Jax tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was supposed to change that back.
And then he never. He was like, I like it, kind of. He's like, Jax is getting a lot of traction around here. I think it's time to just roll with Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Sandoval apologizes, and then Jax just interrupts him, and he's like, it's done. I'm squashing this. It's all good. And then I thought, like, it was fine, and then I love Jax being like, no, it's not fine.
I just wanted everyone to shut up. Like, why did he just decide to let it go right then?
There's no rhyme or reason to anything he does.
No. He was also wearing some really interesting plaid pants.
I wrote in all caps, his confessional outfit. It pulled, like, the camera zoomed
out. It pulled
out. And I truly screamed.
Me too. I was like, oh my God, those pants.
What is that? Like Caddyshack?
I don't know. Vibe. Do they usually zoom out?
Not to that. I mean... Not in that way where it's like, also look at this person's outfit. Like, he's unwell. And then Kristen and Katie are at the bar when Kristen's like, you want a shot? And Katie goes, no. She goes, you want to share one? She goes, no.
And Kristen's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you being so mean to me?
And Katie's like, is Carter coming to the wedding? And Kristen's like, of course. Of course. And in this moment, I actually finally understood the frustration with like Carter and Kristen.
Really? You never did before this moment?
Yeah, before I was like really team Kristen, I was like, Katie and Stassi are fucking bitches. Like, they just don't get it. And they're like not letting Kristen just like have her like messy breakup and like being empathetic. And then I was like, wait a second.
I've been meaning to talk with you about the fact that, like, I feel like I've always liked Katie, and I don't know why. I just really like that she's just, like, so fucking rude. Like, whenever someone's annoying her, she's just like, you need to just fucking break up with him already. Like, just get over it. And that's honestly me with my friends who have, like, annoying ass, like, shitty boyfriends, and I've heard them go, like, for hours and hours and hours tell me, like, how horrible he is. And then they're like, we're back together. And I'm like, I understand where Katie's coming from.
Yeah, I don't have any bandwidth, like, for that in dating anymore. Like, when anyone talks to me about it, I'm like, why would you ever even see this person again?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Stop and break up and, like, walk away.
And I appreciate how blunt Katie is, where she's just like, you're being a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Because she's usually kind of right.
She's kind of right. Like, her read is sometimes right. But I think what's hard with her is that she's a bitch about that, but then she's also in like the most dysfunctional relationship of all time.
That's true, but I think that's why I think it's so funny, because I'm just like, what an icon. Like, she's just preaching from like the worst relationship of all time. She's dating a literal 11-year-old.
She's like, dating a child that like made her feel like shit for like 8 years and just failed and failed and failed at the relationship, but she held on, finally got married to him, and now that they're just like in like matrimonial hell that they will need, I don't think either one would ever pull the trigger on a divorce.
No, I think she made him dependent on her, and now he can never leave.
And so now I think that they're just like in it, and now she's just like, I know a thing or two about relationships. Yeah, maybe she is kind of iconic for
that. I don't know why I've always liked her. Like, I'm
ready to have my mind changed about Katie, because I do feel bad about shitting on her all the time.
See, Kristen has always pissed me off so much more than Katie, because I'm like, stop whining. Like, yeah. Katie doesn't... I know that Katie does complain about a lot of things, but like, she is kind of just a strong character, and like, she will just yell at people. And I kind of... Like, the thing that I hate about Tom Schwartz is that he's such a Libra, and he literally, like, won't ever take a side, and it's so annoying. I'm like, just take a side. Like, stop trying to be on everyone's good side. But Katie's like, I will alienate, like, everyone I know and love. And I'm like, queen. She just, like, isn't scared to state her opinion. For that, I respect her.
She certainly isn't. And I like in this scene too, because like Kristen was talking and then she's like, Kristen, stop. And like the way that she communicates is so, like, I'd kill someone if they spoke to me like
really?
That. Well, just being like, stop, like just kind of always like scream talking
she
to
was
me.
Like, you know, like nobody else wants Carter there. Like, he's only there if you want him there.
No, and I loved that too.
Yeah.
That was like real talk and like the truth. She's like, why are you saying like, of course, like you're broken up, like no one wants him there,
the and no one liked him in the first about him, place
it's you. And then Kristen cries. It's like, that's actually like so fucked up. She's like, can we just like talk about this later? Like,
she was really trying to make Carter happen and he never happened.
He never
popped off. No personality.
No, everyone was like, what? I'm weirded out by this like skeleton man.
And they just tolerated him. And now she's like, of course he will be at the wedding. And it's like, no, everyone just allowed him to be there because you wouldn't break up with him.
I love Kristen having no perception of like anyone else's opinion on Carter, like never picking up on like that. And that's kind of why I love Kristen, because she truly is just like rocking to the beat of her own drum at all times. Like, she's like zero perceptive on anyone else's like status.
I love the delusion of like a deeply drawn out breakup like over many months, and it's like they're just like easing out of each other's lives, and truly Kristen believes like this is the best way to do it. And it's like, this is, you're delusional.
It's just like, no, you're codependent. Like,
yeah,
you need to like join James and Raquel at an Al-Anon meeting, stat.
You need to literally like stop letting men walk all over you and have the passcode to your house to pick up their box of sex toys. Like, that was deep. I wish I'd never heard that moment.
Yeah. And now I'm finally, I think, team Stassi and Katie about this like Carter breakup situation.
I just want to know it was in the box, honestly.
It was like a box of sex toys.
I know, but I'm just like, I don't
like
know
what kind.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, what is their sex life like? Do you think she like pegs Carter?
I don't know. I would hope that there was some pegging involved.
Yeah,
that would make it at least worth it. I think that Kristen could gain a lot from pegging a man. Like, I think that would actually be really therapeutic for her.
I think Katie definitely pegs Tom.
Yeah, I think she's like shoved stuff up his ass.
That's what I mean. Like, she's not afraid.
Yeah, she's kind of a dom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen's just like, I would hope that Kristen pegs, but I know in my heart that she doesn't.
Yeah, like, I want her, like, if I was like a psychiatrist, I wouldn't prescribe meds. I would just prescribe pegging to every woman.
Everyone.
Because I truly, as someone who's pegged, it is... I think every woman needs to experience what it is like to penetrate someone else, because you never ever are going to get that in like nature.
It's a really powerful thing.
It's a total role reversal. You're using different muscles that you've never used before. And it's like, you get the feeling of like being a man.
Kristen, don't go to therapy. You just need to peg someone.
You just
someone.
Need to peg. Take a week or two off of therapy and peg whoever it is you're dating now. If you want to get in touch for any sort of like dildo recommendations, I'm here for your journey.
I love that.
But I also don't want to hear about Carter anymore.
No, it has to be someone new.
Yeah, like, I'm done. And also, it's like, they're definitely gonna fuck at this wedding.
Oh my god.
Even if
is he actually gonna go to the wedding?
I don't know. She said like later he's staying in a hotel, like, but you don't, if you're at a wedding and your ex is there, like, who's he going to talk to? It's not like he's, like, it sounds like no one is his friend at this wedding except for Kristen.
Yeah, it's just like, what I get and why Stassi and Katie are annoyed is because it's like, don't say you broke up if you didn't break up. Like, just stop saying that you're broken up if you're still hanging out all the time and living in a house together.
Yeah, or just being like, we're having, like, a lot of problems or...
Yeah, or like, we're working it out. Not like, we broke up in January and now it's June and we're, like, still...
And we're still living
separating,
together.
Yeah, consciously
actually,
uncoupling.
I'm fully pissed. It's not even a conscious uncoupling, because uncoupling would be like, we moved out and we text every once in a while. We like meet for coffee sometimes and like check in.
No.
But like,
they're like, we fuck and share a home.
We fuck and fight. And like, and then they get into it in the book too, where it's like, okay, like this is just like totally codependent dysfunction.
Yeah. And also like, what was the
point?
And
like a fear, I think she has like a deep fear of being alone, which like
I understand that, and I do empathize with her for that, because like we are all have been codependent mm-hmm. at one point. But I think that it's also just like, okay, but you're like 35. How old is she?
Yeah, like 36, I think.
It's like, just stop doing that. Yeah. You have to at some point be like, I don't want this for myself anymore.
And I think she's like getting there. It seems like she's like edging towards that space. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm really excited for a book to come out, and I need everyone I know to read it.
Another book?
No. Well, her book, He's Making You Crazy. She has.
But
a book
you already
coming.
Read the book.
Well, yeah, but I got like an advanced copy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm in the inside track here.
Wow.
But like it comes out in April, and I need everyone to read it because I need to be able to like discuss it at more length with yeah. people.
Wow, I can't believe you've already read all the secrets.
I know all.
The secret is that every man is making her crazy.
The secret is every man makes her crazy. And but there is like some really good, there is one like mind-blowingly good dating hack that she shares of like how to make sure that you get all of your boyfriend's like key intel that you would need to like hack into his like computer or anything later on, where I was like, this is actually like FBI CIA level brilliant. Yeah. Which I won't spoil it.
We have to purchase the book.
You have to purchase it because I won't be the whistleblower spoiling it. But it blew my, when I read it, I said, I was like, oh my God.
Like it works?
I just had no idea where she was going with this thing. I was just like, where is this going? Like, I don't understand why there's this little like couple page, like hot tip break from like the narrative of the book. And then I was like, holy shit. It was like some Criss Angel mind freak.
Was it better than Stassi's book?
Oh, yeah. It's way better than Stassi's book.
Do you think
book.
She wrote it herself?
She co-wrote it with, so she had like a co-author mm-hmm. that's also credited on like the cover. So not just like ghostwritten like
and
Stassi's.
And Stassi's was ghostwritten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm excited to read that.
Yeah. It at least is like more juicy, and you get more, you get intel into like the mind of Kristen Doty. Like you feel like you know her and like, know her history.
I want memoirs from all of them.
I know. I need memoirs.
I don't want like a drink book. Like I want memoirs.
Yeah. I want like the life story.
Yeah.
Tell it. Like tell all.
Yeah.
I need Jax's memoir.
I really need Jax's
like
memoir.
All the actual truth of like everything in my, I want a memoir of just the Miami years.
The Miami
like
years.
Sandoval should actually like do a tell all.
I hope
of the
they
Miami
honestly
years.
Have like a huge falling out, and then he writes the memoir.
That needs to happen.
Yeah.
I need otherwise Jax to be like exposed. Yeah. I think he's the kind of person though that he'll like expose himself eventually because he's just so messy. Like
when his and Britney's marriage fails, he probably will write a tell-all.
Yeah, someone will like,
because he'll be like, what do I have left to lose now?
Mm-hmm. And gotta make money somehow because mm-hmm. I wonder how like airtight their prenup is. Mm.
But does he have more money than her? Like do they,
I think he has more money than her, but apparently I heard a rumor that he has a $200,000 tax lien against him.
What does that mean?
That means like the IRS has identified that you owe like a certain amount of money in back taxes, and they like file a document that basically is like an invoice saying like you owe this money ASAP, but it goes on like your records as like a human. Like you can, it can be looked up on like LexisNexis or whatever.
You must love him for that, though. Like
I love that. I love his like messy tax drama because I was like, this is fully like the, this was what he was meant to do.
Yeah,
is,
go
like,
to jail
try
for tax
to
evasion.
Not pay taxes and then get like caught for it.
Yeah,
and so I do love that. But then I'm also like, if this tax lien was filed like after you guys got married, like did you tell Britney like did Britney know, did she willingly marry you knowing that you were $200,000 in debt to the IRS? And if so, like what the fuck is she thinking? Like why would you do that?
Honestly, I think Jax's ultimate evolution is a white collar criminal.
Yeah.
That's
like,
his
he
ultimate
will go
form.
To jail.
Yeah,
he went to jail, he stole sunglasses like unsuccessfully.
Maybe he won't be a white collar criminal then, because he did not do that well.
He should not do illegal things. Like, he's just straight up not good at
that. He's not good at doing illegal things.
No, he's better at like following the law. Well, he's not good at following the law and he's not good at doing illegal things.
He's not
things.
Good at either.
Yeah. Ugh, what a special place to be in as a human. James isn't drinking at Ariana's birthday and he and Raquel like sidebar, and then he basically says like he doesn't trust her from that night.
Yeah,
like he never trusts anyone that's that drunk, basically saying like I get that drunk and like fuck people.
He's just, I mean, I in one area like I'm just like, oh, I have to laugh, but then I'm like, this is fucked up. Like, you're so abusive to your girlfriend.
He's fucked up. I took a screenshot of like when she and Ariana are in the alley and Ariana's like, can I see this text?
Ariana was like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Can I just like, can I see them?
That gave me anxiety.
Yeah. Anytime someone asks you to talk at Sir and they want to go in the alley, you know that like nothing good is going to come out of this conversation. And then also like poor Raquel's just getting asked to like relive this text trauma.
She just learned how to read it too.
And I took a screenshot and it's just all one word. It's like, it says, wow, whore, wow. Then something that's like blurred out and then YouTube. Never. Marry you, notch, leave, we break up, how, oils you. It's just one word text, one after the other.
Wait, what is James Kennedy heart music emoji?
That's also like, you wouldn't save your boyfriend in your phone like that, would you?
I don't know. I wouldn't, but maybe Raquel would.
Are they, do we think that they're like actually boyfriend and girlfriend, or do you think that they're like in a fake relationship?
I don't know, because my biggest revelation is that I have a friend whose roommate like produces music for James Kennedy.
Oh, I love that.
And I have been like begging for intel, and my friend is just like, he's literally normal. Like, he just comes and like makes shitty music and then leaves.
He goes to the stew. He's like really professional in the stew, I bet.
But it's like not a stew, it's like a shitty apartment.
It's probably an apartment that's down the street from here that some people moved into and put their stew in the living room.
Exactly.
And you can literally see, they put a microphone next to a window that's facing the street. So whenever someone's laying down audio, whatever street noise that happens is like also going to be laid down on that audio track. And yeah. I'm really like, I don't know what the deal is, but I know that at night is when they're most active, which I'm like, how are any neighbors like putting up with this?
Neighbors get annoyed with that shit.
Yeah. And I will walk Tony for his like last walk around like 11:30 or midnight, and then their stew is always like popping off.
Is that James's stew?
I don't know, but it could be a James stew. It's a really Vanderpump-esque stew.
Okay. Yeah. No, but I was personally just like upset about that, because I'm like, you're telling me you have James Kennedy in your home and he's not doing anything interesting. So then I'm just like, is he not drinking at all anymore? Like, is that all just an act? Like, he can't just be that unhinged on television and then that normal in real life.
I think he's sober. Apparently he's like 9 months sober now, which is props to the king.
I mean, like, good for him, but like...
like, you're like, you need to get back on.
No, I mean, like, good for him, but like, I do like, he did bring a certain chaos to the show.
I think he can still bring the chaos, but I also, it's like, once, that's a thing about Vanderpump Rules, is like, there's, it's such a catch 22, because like, your life state must be operating from such a low vibrational level to even be in the realm of the show surrounded by these people.
Yeah,
that like, just from a human evolution standpoint, and like, you would slowly evolve out of that. Like, it's built to kind of force you to evolve out of it or succumb to the ultimate darkness. And I think you see people like Ariana who are like evolving out of it, but then also being like, if I get out of this situation, I don't have a job anymore. Like, what have I done with the past like 5 years? Like, what am I going to do next? Like, what is my life, et cetera? It like brings up all these existential questions.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you just like lean into the unknown and spread your wings and fly and just like trust fall to the universe? Or do you just sit around and like remain in this like horrible stew and then eventually like drive off a cliff.
Literally, there's just like a Thelma and Louise moment.
Like it's James and Ariana, James like and Ariana clutching.
Just driving off the cliff.
Because there's no way you can like meet. And I think Kristen's a really good example of this. Is like
she's not evolved at all.
She's not evolved at all, but like also thinks that she has, but I think has gone more into like whatever personality disorder she clearly has.
Borderline
personality disorder. And like after season two, like she should have gotten out, like for her own like soul.
See, that's the thing, is like I feel really evil because as characters I'm like, I don't want any of you to improve. No, I want you to all I want stay your lives horrible to be and hell. Evil.
Yeah,
but like,
but then I feel like a bad person.
I feel like a bad, it's literally like that quote where Kris Jenner is like, when I saw Kim's sex tape as a mother, I was horrified. But as a manager, I'm like, that's literally me watching Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, if I knew you in real life, like I don't want your lives to be hell, but like as a viewer of the show, yeah. I want your lives to be like burning dumpster fires.
Yeah, like I want you to not experience happiness. And that's like a really weird feeling to have, especially as someone that's like met most of them and have interacted with
and
them.
And you still feel that way.
And I mean, with Tom and Ariana, I'm like more.
But they're not heinous. Because, like, I don't care. They can have a good life.
Yeah, I honestly want them to experience like happiness, love, and like joy.
I honestly want them to actually get married and like have children.
And I want Kristen to experience true happiness because I don't know how often like that's ever happened for her, and I think she deserves it. Like, she's given us so much. She is the person that made the show.
That's
like
true.
Cemented Vanderpump. Like, we would not be here, none of them would be here today were it not for Kristen Doty.
Yeah,
so like
she's the Jesus Christ of
she
Vanderpump
is the Jesus
Rules.
Christ. I want Sheena to be happy.
Really?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I like Sheena.
I want Sheena to be happy, but, like, delusional again. Like, when she was with Rob or, like, Shay, where she's just, like, my king and, like, everything is amazing. Like, because the person Sheena is, like, she's never going to actually be in, like, a relationship that I'm like, wow, that seems like a relationship I would want to be in. But, like, I do want her to be delusionally happy again.
Well, she was for a while when she was I don't think she's dating that, like, Viking-looking guy that she was with.
The blonde dude?
The blonde dude with, like, the ponytail. She had, like, there was one point where every one of their Instagram photos was him picking her up and like holding her over his head, and she would kick her legs up into the air, and that was like their move. And she posted it a million times on social media, and
then
was,
they
like,
broke up.
And I think now she deleted him off her social media. They might be broken up, which makes me really sad.
Yeah, Katie and Tom do deserve to be miserable in that marriage for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, like all I want is for like an expose on their marriage.
They chose that.
Yeah, they committed to a lifetime of sadness with each other.
In terms of Brittany and Jax, like, at first I cared about Brittany, but now I'm like, honestly, you chose this. Like, you guys can just have a horrible married life with your six kids in the SUV, and like Jax is like losing his mind, and Brittany's like, oh, like, I love my family life, like, this is wonderful. Like,
Jax is dissociating.
Yeah, he is.
He's like not all there anymore. And it's wild to me that Brittany is like willfully choosing not to see that.
Yeah, that's like, why I'm like, you deserve that, honestly. Yeah.
I think Jax is gonna go like full Shining. Like, not even like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, but like the people that lived in the hotel before Jack Nicholson, like the guy that like killed the twins.
That made it haunted.
Yeah, the guy that like, that was the one that everyone was like, he's the actual Shining.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I want Raquel to end up with like a wealthy businessman,
yeah,
who like actually treats her like the robot queen that she is. Mm-hmm. James Kennedy, like, he needs to shape up.
I want him to go. I want him to like make it to Coachella. Like,
I want him to join the military.
Can you join the military if you're like British?
I don't know. I just feel like he needs like some school to shape him up.
I want him to like somehow partner up with like Diplo and then just like take the stage at the Sahara tent at Coachella.
You do really want the best for most
I of actually them. Maybe I do want their true happiness,
except for Katie and Tom.
For Katie and Tom, and actually except for Stassi.
You don't want Stassi to be happy.
I don't think so.
I want her marriage to blow up. Like,
I want it to blow up so publicly And like in, I want it to be like a firework explosion that like then ignites a hillside of houses, like a suburban development, and like burns it all to the ground.
Because Stassi is being really bitchy now that she's like, I found happiness. It's like, you didn't. So like, don't be bitchy to other people about it.
Yeah. And I'm like, hun, you guys have been together for what, 18 months tops? Like,
and he's just, he's way too buttoned up. There's something wrong with him.
There's something off. Like, I don't trust the vibe.
I am expecting that we will get a good plot twist out of that at mm-hmm. some point.
I think it might take like another couple years, but I could also see it being a marriage that like falls apart pretty quickly.
I will wait patiently.
I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere. And when it all comes crashing down.
You mean their house on the hillside?
No, just like when the marriage blows up, like I will. Oh yeah, and also like their house the on the
big
hillside.
One will just,
yeah,
like,
the earthquake
drop their house off
sucks
the hillside.
Their house into like liquid magma. I'll be here doing like a Grinch smile. I also am like, what do I get out of like their brutal unhappiness? Like, why? It makes me feel bad. That
a
that,
sense of cosmic justice.
Yeah, like that would make me feel
that the
good.
Universe is a just and fair place that balances itself out.
Like, last season, I like couldn't trust nature anymore.
No,
nothing made sense.
Like, things are going badly again for most of them now. So
yeah, and I trust that. Like, I just trust that. Like, it will all be revealed. In
like
time.
Katie and Tom literally just bought that lizard, and he died in the
that
next
that lizard
episode.
Killed himself. That lizard dipped.
They were also just kind of like, damn. I miss dog. And it was like, what?
It's like you killed an animal. Like, that is like not like you get a fish that like goes belly up. It's like that was like, that's like a pet.
And Tom was like, I didn't have a shovel, so I used a screwdriver, like a hammer, to dig into the ground to make him a grave. Did you miss that part?
I didn't know what he was saying because I was just truly too darked out by Tom at his like turntables. And was that like their bedroom?
It was the, or just like this is office. When they were in the castle.
No, but when they had a flashback when he was like, I'm just sad because like I miss dog. And she's like, yeah. And then it cuts and it's like dog didn't make it. And there's like a like a kind of black and white flashback.
Oh yeah,
of the Schwartz being like, and he's like, what do you think of that dog? And it's like literally a dead lizard in his cage. And I was like, why are we filming this? Like, this feels wrong to me.
Oh yeah, I forgot that the lizard was dead in that flashback.
Yeah, like not to be like, not to get on like my stop Yulin now high horse, but I'm also like, as a pretty new dog owner, like very into animal rights.
Yeah.
And like, you fully killed a lizard.
And it's just, it was very, the most cursed part about that was like, why did you dig a grave with a hammer? Like, that just really put me in a place that I don't know how to describe. He was like, I didn't have a shovel, so I was just like smacking a hammer into the ground and we had to bury him there.
Also, you ripped out like a hole in the ground, like in your yard or whatever. Like, it can't look. I'm like, that tells you everything you need to know about like the kind of vibe they're cultivating in their house of hell.
Yeah.
Their house is like a poltergeist house. Like, it's like built on like a Indian burial ground or something.
I wish that her house, that Katie's house and Brittany's house and Ariana and Tom's house were all connected to each other, like one
through like
giant
underground tunnels.
Yeah, they're like all in a row, mm-hmm. and they're just connected to each other with underground tunnels.
I'll bet you could find some sort of like satanic underground tunnels that like a network of tunnels that connect all those houses.
It's just weird that they have identical houses.
Yeah.
So it would make me think that they should all be like attached to each other.
They're only like 5 minutes away from each other.
So weird.
I feel like all those houses, like if I were to live in LA and like have bought one of those houses and then found out that everyone on Vanderpump Rules has that same house, I'd be like that guy at the restaurant in the first scene where he's just like, damn.
So good.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
When Jax and Brittany get home, Jax is fully like stopped up.
Yeah.
He's like, should we call Anth Bath or like what? And I'm like, how much coke did you do tonight? He's sweating.
Yeah, he's sweating.
I'm like, you have central AC now. Like, there's no reason for you to be this sweaty.
The dogs also look very sad.
Yeah, they're like, I thought Kingsley looked really cute. Like, his little body looked like in good shape.
They just didn't seem that excited to see Jax and Brittany when they got home. They were kind of like, oh, you again.
Like, you guys. Yeah, it's a real sad like imagine like being their dogs. Like, you have just like fake fur pillows everywhere, and like I'm sure everything kind of has like a weird smell. And then like all they do is like lay around on the couch and eat Taco Bell and then watch like either hockey or Friends
and fight.
Yeah, and fight, and then like like sex sometimes.
Ooh,
and then as a dog you're just like experience. I'm stuck here. Like, I just got a migraine thinking about
that's
that
why existing. The lizard killed itself.
And also like when their candle taste is like, remember when Jax was like, Brittany bought all the waffle candles from like Bed Bath and Beyond, she's obsessed with them. So then if you're a dog, you just are like constantly in a house with like waffle candles burning.
Wow, as a candle connoisseur, that must have been like deeply
traumatic.
That was a traumatic
slap in the face. And that's when I knew like we don't speak the same language.
The waffle candle?
She bought like waffles and icing or some sort of like food scented candles.
You can't buy a food scented candle.
You can there's only like a couple like food ish candles
like
you can get.
Pumpkin-y.
Maybe pumpkin-y, then the I'm like a firm.
You're not a pumpkin.
I'm
person.
A no for a pumpkin, mm-hmm. But like I could be maybe convinced if it was like a high end pumpkin vibe. Mm-hmm. I think a tomato scent is okay, and like a grapefruit scent is okay.
Oh yeah,
like a mint,
like
an orange blossom,
but not like a baked good.
No,
it shouldn't be a baked good.
You should never be like pumping an artificial baked good smell into your house.
No,
and that's when I was like, it's not happening. So they call Lance, and then Jax has his like weird cokey like faux anxiety.
That was very bizarre.
And then truly the best scene, I think, in the whole episode was Sheena and Charlie tag teaming Brett and confronting him.
And Brett's neck veins were like popping out of his body.
Yeah.
He was like, I fucking hate girls. They always do this to me.
He went up to Sheena and instead of like saying hey to her, he just like poked her on the shoulder. I was like, whoa, actually you're enemy numero uno for doing that. Like, you're fired.
Yeah.
And then Sheena said she would have come to Ariana's birthday, but she booked a job on the East Coast singing Good as Gold.
Just her one song. She booked a job just singing one song.
I believe it.
For who?
Identify yourself. I need to know.
I need to know.
But I also am like, blessings to Sheena. Like, I think she should be touring and like,
she needs more than one song.
Yeah. Like, well, she has four songs, but I need her to like be
but
going.
She needs another hit.
Yeah. I need another song like this season. Mm-hmm. I need her back in the stew. And like, every song of hers has been iconic.
She needs to make more music.
She needs to make like an EP.
Yeah.
Like, it could be three songs only and that would be okay.
She needs to do a live album from her Marina Del Rey apartment.
Yes.
Like a tiny desk.
Brent gets good. Charlie confronts him and she's like, I love Charlie. She's like a feminist icon.
She really is.
She's like, I don't think it's cool. Like, if Sheena told you that in confidence and then you told me that she said that I wasn't trustworthy, like, you're not okay. And then he goes, this is why I can't have girls as friends. You make, like, something out of nothing. And I was like, whoa, your rage is insane.
Yeah. That was not okay.
Yeah. And then he calls them, he says he's in the middle of a Charlie Sheena smoothie, but all I could
that
hear was...
comment disturbed me so deeply.
And then he was like, it's a disgusting smoothie.
I was like, are you blending their dead bodies? Like, that's the vibe that I got. Like, what do you mean a smoothie?
He has like a murderer vibe.
Like, did you mean a sandwich? Like, a smoothie means that you've like blended them.
Yeah.
That makes me very uncomfortable. Disgusting smoothie. He's like, and I just have to fucking drink it. It's like,
what are you talking
about? Nobody
said
you had to drink the smoothie.
He could be like a secret serial killer.
Yeah.
And which I think would be, I mean, my heart goes out to the potential victims' families, but at the same time.
The potential victims.
The alleged victims' families, but like. As a viewer, I'm like, it would actually be incredible.
Maybe he said that because he doesn't eat carbs. So he's like, not a sandwich, but like a smoothie.
He's a workout guy. Yeah. So he's like all protein shakes. But then when he called them Charlie Sheena, like a Charlie Sheena smoothie, I just heard Charlie Sheen. And then I was like, Charlie Sheena is a really good like combo.
They should have a band.
I know. That would be a really good band.
Yeah.
And then he is like continuing to bitch. And then Charlie goes, okay, well, you can write it in your diary. Walks away.
She's a queen.
Yeah. She has ascended. And now here she is to stay. And then Sheena's like, I didn't mean to poison the well, but my bad. And
that
I
was
love,
annoying.
I like Sheena's my bad.
You like that?
Yeah. I like Sheena when she gets a little like
feisty.
Yeah. She's like calculating.
I was like, you didn't fool anyone, Sheena. Like,
yeah, I think it just kind of happened organically. Mm-hmm. And then Sheena was like, oh, well. And I don't even think that she is jealous of like anyone. Like, I think she's literally like production has told her, like, this is your storyline this season.
This is your moment.
Yeah. So she's just like leaning into it and like being a good character on the show.
How much of it do they script? That's what I always wonder.
I think they all meet ahead of the season and like kind of talk about what's going on like in their lives. And then they producers craft storylines out of that. Mm-hmm. But if you're having a bunch of new people who aren't in the friend group and they might like Brett didn't know anyone. He was like cast off of his YouTube. I don't know where Charlie or Danica came from, but I guess Danica's been around because she's like managing the restaurant. But if none of them know each other, then you have to kind of create a connection between them. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to like connect them to the main cast. And really the only person that's going to do that kind of groundwork is our girl Sheena.
But in the first season, do you think like they were writing it then? Or do you think they were just batshit crazy writing it themselves?
I think they were doing it themselves. I think it was truly like all these people are friends. They have nonstop drama 24/7. Mm-hmm. Let's just film them for like a couple months and we can put together like a sizzle reel and like a show and just like see where it goes. And then it truly was like
a masterpiece.
The show wrote itself.
Yeah.
Because they were all just like chaotic friendships.
But now they do have to kind of.
Now they want to hold stuff back. And so it's like you have to just grasp at straws to like put stuff together.
Who gave them the right to hold anything back?
That's what I said. Like, I'm like, you. Like, someone is not cracking the whip here.
And, like, no one's going to suddenly think you're turning into the Kardashians and, like, you're classy and keep your life private.
Yeah, and, like, no one also, like, what brand are you really protecting? Like, what kind of deals are you getting that, like...
Yeah, I'm none just, of like, them are going to be famous, like, beyond Vanderpump Rules unless they, like, actually
I think
have
Stassi could be... Like, she's the one that I think has legs that could be, like, a brand that goes beyond...
Her talk show or something?
A talk show. Like, she has a book, and, like, I think she's trying to be, like, that kind of... Like, maybe, like, a Kristen Cavallari, like...
But every crazy thing Stassi does will just, like, make her more popular, so she shouldn't be holding back.
Yeah, like, she's someone that could, like, put the bitchiness on a little bit faster. Yeah. But, like, I'm just not clear on, like, it blows my mind to think that, like, people would sit in the boardroom that are part of, like, a company or a brand and be like, who do we want to, like, reach out to that would be, like, a great representation, like, for our marketing? And then be like, I think, like, the cast of Vanderpump Rules would, like, make this look amazing. Like, in earnest.
If you're trying to sell beer cheese...
I guess, but like, where is the beer cheese?
Where is the beer cheese?
I'm a beer cheese truther, and I'm like, where is it? Show
where
me the
is
beer
it?
Cheese.
You get married, and all of a sudden, you don't owe us beer cheese anymore?
Yeah. I need the beer cheese receipt. Brittany says she's always known she wanted to get married at the Kentucky Castle. And then we see the Kentucky Castle.
It looks like a medieval time.
She literally is like, oh my God, we're here. The first shot you see is like a bunch of power lines and then like a castle behind the power lines. And then there's like an aerial shot where it's like a castle next to a highway. And it's really sad.
It's really sad.
And I think Stassi is trying to be nice and like hype it up. Like everyone's, and I think, I wonder if they got like part of the venue for free or like a discount.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, look at the indoors. It's like all this furniture is from like Amazon.
Yeah, and you go around to every room and it's like, you can't wait for you to see your room. And it's like all the rooms look kind of the same and there's nothing like super special or like luxury about them.
The windows on the castle especially darked me out because they just looked really like greasy and unclean. Like nobody had
like from
ever...
the inside?
No, from the outside. And like they were spaced really weirdly. I don't know. It literally looks like a fishbowl castle. Like you put a castle
in a fishbowl. It's like not real.
No. It just, there's just an energy there that I can't even conceptualize why you would want to get married in that cursed place.
Yeah. And like, it's not, I think the dogs really feel it because they love.
That line will go down in history. What was the exact phrasing of it? It was like, honey, the dog had some like violent diarrhea.
Like, oh, Kingsley, I would think he's getting sick. And then it was like the dog. And then fully Kingsley just like lost control of his bowels in like Stassi and Beau's cursed room.
I literally wrote down exactly what it was because I lost my mind.
Yeah. What did they say?
They said, oh, the dog is having some diarrhea issues, baby. He's like, oh, babe, the dog is having some diarrhea issues, baby. And she's like, oh, I think Kingsley got a little sick. And they just like show the diarrhea on
they
the
should
floor.
Just, like, kind of, and it's just like some squirts. Like it's not even like a full blown shit.
The fact that he's like, the dog is having some diarrhea issues. And he's like, Brittany, that's on you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This baby, is our wedding.
Yeah.
Baby, you better clean up the diarrhea.
You know that she's has to be in charge of like all dogs.
And then Stassi was like, this room is so beautiful. I don't even care about the diarrhea smell. And it's like, you absolutely do. What are you talking about?
Like, what is going on? Also, this is like not beautiful. And I love Kristen being like supportive friend. She's like rooming with Sheena and she opens the like the curtains and she looks out and she goes, this is like the prettiest view. Even though it's near a freeway, it's still so pretty.
That was so shady.
That was dying.
I know when they were like, this is a beautiful view, and they show the view, it's like some grass and power lines and cars going by
and like the sound of cars zooming at like 70 miles per hour in the distance
in like rural Kentucky.
And like when you get married, you get just married in the parking lot.
Is that where you get married?
I think you can get married in the, I mean, I think there's a different outdoor spaces to get married, but when I went on the website back in the day, there was like a lot of parking lot weddings happening.
Literally when Brittany and Jax go up to the balcony and she's like, I'm getting married. And it's like, I'm glad for you that this is like such a special moment, but like what the fuck happened in your childhood that this is where you've always wanted to get married?
Yeah. Like if this is the happiest moment of your life, your life is really sad.
Your life is horrible.
Yeah.
I also love how Jax was just the dude that she wrote into her life story. Like, this was going to happen with or without him. Like, she was going to get married at the Kentucky castle.
There was no version of her, like when he cheated and then she realized, like, the Kentucky castle could maybe not happen if I break up with this guy. It was like, what do I care about more? Like,
the Kentucky castle.
Myself or the Kentucky castle?
I think she was probably actually glad that he cheated on her so that she could be like, I'm using this now as leverage. We have to get married in the Kentucky castle.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, Jax would probably want to get married somewhere actually classy.
Yeah. Or closer.
Or closer to LA. Mm-hmm. No, but Brittany got her way and she's so excited about it.
That cheating actually did work out in her best
interest. It did.
Because it was like, if I stay with you, then you have to get married to me and then I get to like control the whole wedding.
But then Jax also threw that fit where he was like, it's my wedding and I want it to go exactly the way I want. I'm paying for the whole thing.
Yeah, his like weird bitch fit where he was like, Tom can't stand next to me. He's not the number one Tom. It's the other one. But then he won't say it. So he like deputizes like Brittany to like bring the axe down. And then Brittany can't say it. And then Katie's like, Sandoval, you're walking with me. And like,
see, Katie, that's why I like,
okay,
Katie.
Yeah, she is like stepping up to the plate and she's kind of no nonsense.
Like Katie is just like, yeah, you're canceled. Go behind the other Tom.
Sandoval's supportive friend too. He's like, oh, totally. Like, yeah, whatever you want. I know. He's like, I think he's a real sweetie at the end of the day.
I know. But honestly, when Jax was like, Tom Schwartz is my best friend, it's like, since when? You guys don't even talk to each other.
Yeah. I'm like, you just use them to like play them off of each other. And now I think like neither one is really playing ball anymore. Like, Tom Schwartz might just like bow down to whatever you are because he's like such a sub. But like, Sandoval's got your number. I don't think that they're like friends anymore.
Yeah.
Beyond like this wedding. I love Lala wearing her like lace bridal cocktail dress.
She's wearing white to the, and everyone's like, oh my God, if I was Britney, I would kill you. I'm like,
and you know, Britney would kill her if she wore that.
Is it wrong though to wear white to any wedding event?
I think there are probably certain ones that it's like fine.
It just is weird.
It is just like weird. Like, you don't want to be.
Wait, Lala?
I think if you're going to like a gay wedding, like it's like a two men getting married,
yeah,
you can wear a white dress. Like, you wouldn't wear like a floor length white dress.
But especially at such a traditional wedding like Britney's, you cannot upstage her.
Yeah, you can't. There's a no white policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also something that Lala said earlier that I forgot about was when they were in the club and Lala said, like, none of us is a grammar coach. Do you remember that? And I was like, is that a profession that exists? She was like, oh, it's okay. You don't have to speak right. None of us is a grammar coach. And I was like, what?
My grammar coach.
Like, what is a grammar coach?
That's a good question. I just accepted that. I was like, yeah, none of us are a grammar coach.
I mean, she's not wrong, but that just really, I was just like, do they think a grammar coach is a thing? Like, they only played sports, so the only thing they can conceptualize is a coach. And they're like, people who care about books must have a grammar coach, like a basketball coach.
Yeah, I don't know where their minds go, but then I know that somewhere along the line, I just, like, buy in. And then I don't, like, I will just, like, not question the things they say after a certain point. But you're right. A grammar coach is, like, not a thing. Maybe she meant, like, a grammar Nazi.
No, I think she meant that, like, none of them, like, studied grammar.
We've never, coached. Who are we to talk? Like, we have never coached a person on their grammar.
Okay. I don't know. But back to Lala at the rehearsal. Now Rand is going to be in the wedding, right? He's going to be, because Jax is like, Rand and I have gotten really close.
Which I don't trust that relationship at all. I think it's based on like booze and late night coke talks.
Yeah, for sure.
And then can we talk about Mitchell, the wedding planner?
I did not know how to feel about Mitchell.
Mitchell was a real like left field. Like, did Brittany, I need to know more about like how they met. Like, has she known him for a long time? Did she hire him? Or does he just like come with the Kentucky castle when you book a wedding there?
And like, what does he think about the homophobic pastor?
Yeah. I love like, was Brittany just gonna like, I could see Brittany being like hiring like a gay, like a, he's like really gay.
He's
like,
really gay.
A gay as fuck wedding coordinator, and then having like literally a Westboro Baptist Church level pastor like officiate. Like, would that pastor even like be in this, allow himself to be in the same room as Mitchell?
She has some very powerful cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when Ariana and Dana were like, as like bisexual women, like I just feel really alien. It's like, shut up. Like, Mitchell should feel scared. Like, you shouldn't feel scared.
Yeah, like Brittany has like a really good gay friend that's like involved in the wedding. He's not on the show, but he like pops up a lot on her social media. And I remember there was like social media drama, I think right around the time that like all the homophobic pastor stuff was happening. Like he like denounced them on like social media, and then like then he deleted his posts or whatever. But it was like, oh, he must have like really snapped finally over the homophobic pastor thing.
Maybe Mitchell replaced him.
Yeah, I'm just like, so I really want to know like what the true drama was.
I love the idea that Mitchell comes with the castle.
he could very well just be like the castle's like coordinator plan. Like
he really just like came out of left field. It was just like, that was another thing where it's like, oh, we're not going to talk about that. We're just going to like fly past Mitchell as if he's not one of the most interesting parts of this episode.
The wedding planners always are like the people I want to know about the most.
I
like
want them Sheena, to
do you remember Sheena's wedding planner?
Sheena's incompetent wedding planner.
That like ruined her wedding.
Yeah.
Also, I love that like clearly Brittany's family agrees with like the pastor's like stance.
Yeah.
And like, I love that they would be like, okay, like, let's hire, like, we'll work with this gay man if, like, he, like, but then when it comes to, like, his rights as a human being, we, like, deny those.
No. But like, for the no performance, they also did that weird thing that I really didn't like where Tom was like, welcome to like Tom's marriage help, and it was like, yeah. And Sheena was like, I didn't get Tom's help, and that's why my marriage didn't last. It's like, I didn't like that.
I don't like it when they do those things. Like, I think it's a real, like, I think it's a cop out, and
it,
I think,
breaks
it's
the fourth wall. I don't like it,
but it's also admitting failure on the parts of the production.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, if you actually had good content and you were doing your jobs, you wouldn't need to fill it with this like unfunny stuff.
Yeah.
But that being said, I did kind of lol at the Sheena being like, when she's like, and I got divorced, and it was like divorced, yeah, like right on her face. I lolled, and then I gave it a little bit of a pass.
That was the part that I was like, I mean, maybe she did get divorced because of that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, and Sheena is lolling kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. Like, I'm just like, okay, well.
Yeah, exactly. It is,
we're literally
at
the,
on their
like
part.
The apex of this season. Like, everything's been leading up to this moment, and you're telling me instead of having like a minute of actual like juicy content, you put together, you fashioned this like faux commercial.
You didn't have any more Mitchell content to put in there?
Yeah, like I would have done like an interview with Mitchell, like a on the fly, maybe a tour of the castle. I would have followed up with Kingsley's diarrhea.
Yeah, I would
drama.
Have done a dog diarrhea cleanup.
Yeah, like I want to know more of that. Like, why are you like denying me of my like what I'm owed?
It really is like, and I, although I do think the editing this season is funny and they're doing a lot more like, oh, see, you said this and you didn't really mean it, it's just like, if this if this season was funnier, then you wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah,
like it would just speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, really, it's the ultimate red flag.
Yeah.
Or like a white flag.
But especially
just like
those little
defeat.
Like shticks. I don't like those.
Yeah, no. When they did like the 80s, and it kind of started, I think it really started up like last season.
Yeah, because it was so bad.
Because it was like the 80s pride where they had to do like a whole, and I was just like, oh,
that.
You guys, like this is when it's like jumped the shark.
Yeah.
James and Raquel starting dinner at 8:42 is chaotic.
I didn't even notice that it was at 8:42.
I was like, what time is it? And it was 8:42.
And there were like, just like some chips on the table.
There were some chips and he was like making chicken tacos. And then
he hadn't even started cooking.
No, they hadn't started cooking. So I was like, by the time you get done, it's like way too late. And then I was really stressed out about
that. He
was
juggling avocados.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm not going to not talk about what happened. And then he's like, I say a lot of things when I'm drunk. And then he says, like, he's from England, so he gets a tone. I was like, poor Raquel, because I thought this truly, when he left, that it was going to be, like, the scene was over, and Raquel would just forever be, like, a victim.
I'm so glad he came back in, because we were treated to one of the most heinous and uncomfortable kissing scenes of all time.
Like, they never have kissed.
It was just so... I mean, he was just fully gaslighting her, and then he left, and she was crying. And I was proud of Raquel for, like, standing up for herself a tiny little bit. And yeah. She was like, this is not... I think they just added her crying setting, so she was trying it out.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, fully working yet. It was, like, a couple tears. Mm-hmm. But it was an emotion that I haven't seen her express before.
And she did, like... seemed to get really, like, it seemed genuine.
Yeah.
When she finally was, like, sitting on his lap and she was, like, deeply sad. She, like, made a face that I was like, whoa, I didn't know that your head could look like that. I took a picture
of the kissing scene because I truly...
No.
Like, what?
That's not... And I think that's when she was really, like, crying, but
yeah,
also,
she was, like, so happy about it.
She was happy, but also really sad, and also just, like, knowing the road that lies ahead of them.
And he was just, like, fine.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, the way Raquel said it to me, like, I was just like, all right. I'm like, what do you mean the way she said it? Like, all the other times people have told you not to drink, it didn't work, but this time it did?
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, why now?
And she's just so relieved that he was, like, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't mean he's actually going to do it.
James also loves to, like, leave and come back. I feel like he's done that in a lot, like, in other times in other seasons.
Do you think it's because he is, like, actually going to explode on camera?
I don't know. I think he likes the drama. Like, he's kind of a messy queen. So he likes to be like, goodbye then, and, like, walk out. But then he's, like, also too, like, scared to actually lose, like, whatever opportunity he
but
had.
He said that to Raquel. He's like, if you don't accept me, then bye-bye.
And then left. And then he's like, actually, like, he always comes back.
But he also, like, can't look anyone in the eye when they're reprimanding him. He's like, yeah. Fine.
I think he has, like, severe mommy issues.
Oh, yeah.
It's all from, like, his
insane mom.
Terrifying mother.
I need his mom to write a memoir.
Yeah.
About her life and James's life.
Yeah. She might have some sort of writing out there.
I just, like, I'm still visualizing that kiss at the end. They, like, filmed way too much of it.
It was really weird.
It was like they fully don't make out ever.
No, there's, like, that is a zero sexual chemistry kiss.
There's no, it's like Pete Buttigieg kissing his husband. Like,
yeah,
that's,
it was not, it didn't add up.
I didn't know what to think about it.
I thought, because I went through a variety of, like, thoughts. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's like, must be laughing because they're doing, like, a silly kiss moment, and this is, like, their inside joke of a kiss, so she's, like, giggling. And then I was like, oh wait, no, she's actually, like, crying. Like, she's really
so
sad.
Happy. No, but she's so happy that he said he would go to, like, an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
But then she eventually ends the kiss. She's breaking down in tears,
and like, he just crying. Has no emotion on his face.
Yeah, I think that they might be in, like, a fake relationship or, like, an arrangement.
I really think they are.
Because I think he also is, like,
gay,
fully bisexual, yeah, or gay.
And I, like, think that would be so much of a better, like...
But why? And I don't understand. Like, I know everyone's sexuality and they're coming out as their own business and journey, but I don't understand why James insists on being, like, closeted.
Yeah, like, and also, like, we would love for him to come out. Like, that would be great. Like, let James be himself.
Nothing just would, like, be better than a bisexual James Kennedy on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, and it's also, like, I wish the best for Raquel, but she is not really adding anything.
No, I would. She could get her own storyline or just be, like, a friend of the cast working at Sir.
She should date Brett.
Oh, yeah. That would be, like, feels like a good, like,
intelligence
organic,
match.
Yeah, like an organic step after James. Because yeah. I feel like Brett probably has, like, abusive energy, but, like, a little bit less so
a little
than
bit
James
less.
Kennedy.
Yeah. I don't understand. They've been dating for like years now.
Yeah. And like they talk about, she talks about like having a future together, but I'm like, what is, what future?
When she was breaking down in tears and she was like, if we have children, when, or like when we have children, like I won't let them like be around for this.
What children?
Yeah, what
children? You guys are not having children together.
And then remember they call their dog their child.
Yeah. But I think that that's just fully Raquel's dog.
No, it is. I just think that, like, I don't know. It weirds me out. I need someone to give me intel on his actual relationship.
Yeah, like, I don't think...
I might have to harass my friend's roommate to tell me if their relationship is real.
I just don't. After that kissing and then your, like, shot, your forensic files shot of the kiss, like, it's not a real relationship.
Literally, go back...
It could be a friendship, for sure.
A friendship where he's mean as hell. He just had so much more chemistry with Lala than he ever did with Raquel.
I know.
It's just like literally go back to any point in that kissing scene and pause it and you will land upon like the most horrifying image.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Because it's not even like, oh, that was a little awkward. It's like every second of this interaction is beyond awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe she didn't want to be kissing him.
It was really like uncanny valley kissing.
She has like huge like robot eyes, mm-hmm. like Stepford Wives eyes, like at the end of the first, I was talking about this today, like love the movie The Stepford Wives, the original one.
It's so good.
And when she
turns, also like horror,
it's terrifying, and she turns around and she has these giant robot eyes. I'm like, that's literally Raquel.
Yeah,
she has those giant like void eyes that are just
like a deep like black hole eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I also can't imagine how awkward it would be to be the camera dude, like standing there like, you guys, can I go now? Like filming their awkward kiss.
Love, they're like, okay, we're going to try this scene again. Remember, you're like cooking dinner. You're chopping some like raw chicken.
Do they have to like redo the fight scenes?
I think they film them over and over until they get like the footage they need.
But then it's not.
I know people at Stassi's book signing were like, oh, they filmed like five different versions of that fight between her and Sandoval.
I don't like that.
I know. It's just not, it's like not what it used to be.
No, it used to be like, we can just set the camera on a tripod and like the story will just write itself.
Yeah. And like, I've been in situations where they're filming and like, if it's something like a party scene, there will be some times where people are like off in a certain area with like a camera, with like two camera guys that are filming a conversation, but it never looked like they were doing like the same conversation over and over again.
Yeah.
It looked like the kind of thing where it was like, I mean, a camera guy might be like, okay, like our producer might be like, okay, like now you guys need to like talk about like Ariana's party and who's going to come and like mm-hmm. what the deal is. And then you just have like a long conversation about that. And then they have what they need to edit it.
It did seem weirdly genuine, though. Like the conversation James and Raquel were having, like, you guys might only talk in front of the camera.
Because mm-hmm.
like this seemed like this was the first conversation you had about it.
And their apartment looks like a set. Like it looks like a fake apartment. Like
I know. Where is that? Where are there like high rises in West Hollywood?
I don't think it's in West Hollywood.
But it says like their apartment, West Hollywood.
I know. I think it's in like... I think it's in like Hollywood proper, or could even be like Koreatown or something. Like Jax's apartment was in Koreatown, but they always said it was Hollywood.
It was?
Yeah. His like studio apartment where he had bicycles over the bed.
Wow. That's not even close. No. Koreatown's not even close.
It was like fully in K-Town.
That makes me think very differently about things.
Yeah. There's some things where they've like pulled the wool over our eyes for a while.
Wow, I feel like I need to like find out these secrets of things they've pulled the wool over our eyes on.
But I feel like it wasn't for a long time. It was like very authentic and like,
I just miss their shitty apartments. I hate their like empty, sterile homes.
Mm-hmm.
I just miss that like disgusting apartment that Ariana and Tom lived in.
Yeah, I miss it too.
I wonder who's living there now.
Her brother.
What?
Yeah, I think they just keep it in the family. I think they just like pass down that apartment.
The cursed apartment?
Because it's also like so cheap.
Is it?
I think it's like a great, like it's like cost nothing because they had it, like Tom leased it like 10 years ago or something.
I know. When he was like, Jax and I have been friends for over 20 years. I was like, how old are you guys?
I have a terrible chill. Of, yeah. Like knowing how could you be friends? I'm also just like, I'm glad that Sandoval's getting to a point where he's having like an awakening about Jax. But yeah. I'm also like, how did it take you this long?
He also, Jax also said in this episode, he was like, I've been burned a lot before. And it was like, by who? You've burned everyone here.
You've literally systematically fucked over everyone that's in like the general vicinity of wherever you are at any given time.
It's just incredible how he manages to always be the victim.
And how has like, how he still hasn't answered like what Sandoval ever did to him.
What did Sandoval ever do to him?
That's why it's question.
Like, how does he turn it into like, I've been burned many times before, or when he was like, I'm going through a really difficult time right now after he cheated on Brittany. Like, it's just super sociopathic.
Yeah.
I really do think that Jax is probably a sociopath.
I think Jax is a sociopath. I think Kristen borderline.
Yeah, for sure. Stassi has serious anger management issues.
Anger management, but it seems to be like evening out somewhat.
Maybe she's on some meds.
She could be on meds, or it could be like toning down drinking. And I mean, she said that she like quit Adderall. Like, I think she and Beau had to have like a come to Jesus moment where he was like, you can't do Adderall anymore. And she was like, fine.
You're in your 30s. You can't do Adderall anymore.
I love someone coming to you and being like, real talk, I'm really having a problem with your Adderall use. And you having to be like, okay, sorry.
Just, I don't, he really just is like making her boring.
Maybe he is like a good guy at the end of the day. And it just like, we don't want to believe, but
I don't want to believe
deep down. I just feel like it's not built to last.
No, it isn't. But they definitely will still waste a lot of money on a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're getting married in Rome.
They are?
Wait, I actually don't know now with like coronavirus.
Oh my God.
What's going to happen to their wedding? Because they're supposed to get married in Rome in like October or some shit. And I feel like TBD on like an Italian destination wedding.
How long is coronavirus supposed to last for? Not to make this like a coronavirus podcast.
No, but I mean, like, I'm talking about coronavirus a lot on this podcast because I have a lot of questions too.
Yeah. Like, how long is it supposed to last for? I'm just stressed. I feel like I'm not getting the information that I deserve.
I think there's like too much information out there. All I can do is wash my hands a ton.
I've really been like realizing how badly I wash my hands ever since coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't wash my hands for 20 seconds.
I'm trying to not touch my face, which is a lot harder.
I know, me too.
I'm always like rubbing my eyes.
I'm always rubbing my eyes. I'm always like balancing my head like on my palm and like, I don't know, blowing my, like, it's just, there's a lot of things that I'm realizing that could easily give me coronavirus.
Yeah. Beyond that, I'm just like trying to stay, be like hyper vigilant if anyone's like coughing around me or anything, like just to get the hell away from them.
My big worry has been that coronavirus will like decimate LA at the same time as the big one.
Like, as people are just like dropping,
not to
like,
be like the most
flies.
Anxious Jew of all time, but like imagine
like if everyone's getting really sick and we're all in like quarantine, like they declare like a state of emergency as far as like they did in Wuhan or in like northern Italy, where they're like, do not leave your house,
and then there's a huge earthquake.
We're fucked. You should get an earthquake. Do you have an earthquake?
Yeah, kit? I do.
Yeah, same.
But like, what if you have coronavirus and you need treatment, but you can't because
like you're pinned?
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, if you're pinned, you're probably, the coronavirus isn't your,
the least of your worries.
I don't know. It just kind of feels like the world is ending. And I'm just like, am I just getting to be like an adult where now I just am realizing how fucked up the world is? Or has the world always been ending? Or is it like particularly bad right now?
I need some boomers to weigh in and like set us straight.
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely my parents were like, I mean, we were worried about nuclear war with Russia and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, but this seems a little worse. I'm not going to lie. Like, if Trump wins again, the entire planet is going to combust.
And remember SARS? Like, I remember when that was happening.
Was that swine flu?
No, swine flu is different.
I remember people really freaking out about swine flu.
And then people freaked out about SARS. I mean, maybe it's also with social media being like, the information, the speed of information sharing is so intense that everything feels like way more intense than it actually is.
Yeah. Back in the day, you wouldn't know when the plague was going to hit until it hit your city.
Yeah. I'm reading now about Spanish flu to like...
There's a lot to say about the Spanish flu.
Yeah. What do you know about Spanish flu?
It's like the most deadly flu in modern history.
Yeah. So I'm reading about like how it originated and like what happened.
Didn't it hit at the same time as like World War II or something? It hit at the same time.
What's
was it
weird?
World War One?
It was right at like the tail. It was like during World War One, but then it was like fully declared. Like the first case of confirmed Spanish flu was on March 4th, which today is March 4th, and we're like in the middle of like crazy coronavirus stuff, which is just interesting.
And that was like 100 years ago, basically.
Yeah, like 102 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, no, the Spanish, but then it's also like people died from the Spanish flu because they didn't have treatment now. But then it's like, why are so many people dying from this too? I'm just like very concerned.
I don't know. Did you get a flu shot?
No. But like what, the flu shot isn't going to protect me against the coronavirus.
But I'll say this. I think if you've had a flu shot and you're more protected against, not that it's like a guaranteed you won't get the flu, but it's like taking precautions against it. And it like helps your chance of not getting the flu. I'm a big flu shot advocate, much to some listeners.
I mean,
chagrin.
I usually am. But just like I was in school and they would just have them in public places.
But like, I think you'd probably be at risk for like more at risk for corona if you're like, immune system is already weakened from having the flu and then you got coronavirus on top of the flu, so that's why people are like telling people now as a precaution against coronavirus is to like get a flu shot. I think it's like just to strengthen your immunity. I don't think it means like
I guess I should get
it wouldn't
flu shot.
Protect you from getting coronavirus, but it could possibly protect you. I'm literally just saying this is like my theory, but like I don't know about.
Speaking
I know that people are saying
for the CDC.
People are saying like get a flu shot. I don't exactly know why, but my theory is that like you would not want to be sick with the flu and then get corona because that could be like a really bad combination.
Yeah. I mean, the only places I've seen you can get flu shots is like when I'm in a CVS and it's like free flu shots. And I had a very traumatic experience the other week where I had to get testing and I thought I only had to take a urine test. So I was like, oh, I'll just go to this like Quest lab that's in a Vons. Mm-hmm. Like, sounds fine. And they were like, we need to take your blood. And I was like in a grocery store blood lab. And I was like, well, I guess I'm here, so I have to do it. And they did like a really bad job and it hurt so much.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, this is actually like the low point of my life is that I'm like behind like the snack aisle, like in a secret door, like getting my blood drawn by like
having some like incompetent poke around your veins.
Yeah, like if you have to get blood drawn, who the fuck would go into a Vons? Like,
also,
nobody.
Who would decide that like go to nursing school and then decide to work in a Vons?
That's
like,
just like
in a Vons. Vons lab.
That's definitely the like, why would they put a blood lab in there?
I don't know. That actually makes no, that seems very dangerous.
But that's why I guess I haven't gotten a flu shot, because I only see them advertised at like CVS and I'm like, I don't want to get a flu shot from someone at CVS.
My God, I only go to CVS because I live close to one.
I mean, I love CVS,
but like, and it, the second that they have flu shots available, I'm the first person
really?
Getting a flu shot. Yeah, I've just become like obsessed
You're
with them.
You're number one flu shot stan.
I'm a flu shot. This episode is brought to you by my flu shot.
Do they
I
do
got.
A good job at CVS?
Yeah, I mean, flu shot's easy. They just like put it in your arm.
Mm. I'm getting inspired. Maybe I should go to CVS and get a flu shot.
I can't wait for the flu shot blowback that I'm going to get from like
do you
random
have anti-vaxxer
listeners. There's like a handful. Some have made their presence known. Like there was one, I talked about a flu shot on another episode of SEP, and then someone gave me a 1-star rating and said like, how dare you like tell people to get flu shot? Like putting that like virus in your body is like not like, really went like full anti-vax on me.
See, that's why it's almost like once you get more fans, it's like now you have like people who don't believe in flu shots.
I
know. That's like the struggle of being so famous, I guess.
I guess.
That, like then you get anti-vaxxers in your mentions. They're just like, That means that Vanderpump Rules must have like a fan base of anti-vaxxers.
Oh, I think totally.
Yeah.
I feel like even some cast members of Vanderpump Rules could be anti-vax.
Need to know who they all voted for.
I need to know, yeah, like if they voted, who they voted for.
I waited in line for 2.5 hours to vote yesterday.
Yeah, I was in there. I was in line for 1.5 hours.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
There's no way any member of Vanderpump Rules waited in line at all.
I think Ariana probably definitely voted.
Yeah.
And maybe dragged Sandoval with her. But like Jax and Brittany, I don't think that they voted in the primaries.
No. I think they definitely voted for Trump.
If they even voted at all.
Yeah, they probably like, that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
We can just sit at home and eat beer cheese.
It doesn't matter anyways. It's California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is exactly what they would say.
See, Brittany having like a mail-in ballot, like still back in Kentucky or something.
Yeah.
Like she just wants
She's voting
to, like,
for the local homophobic pastor to take office. She's like, which homophobe should I pick for public office?
She's like looking to appoint like really misogynistic judges.
Yeah.
In her own like,
they
county.
Flew into an airport for the wedding that was called like the Bluebell Airport or something, and I was like, this does not seem like a safe airport to fly into. Did you see that sign when they
no.
flew in?
Like it was a small airport.
I literally wrote it down because I was like, I don't understand. This seems like a very cursed airport. I want to know what the Yelp rating of the Kentucky Castle is.
Oh my god, that's actually a really good question. Rooms go from $575 a night.
That's deeply expensive to be in a glorified medieval times.
Kentucky Castle has 4 stars on Yelp.
Out of how many reviews?
74 reviews.
That's not a lot of reviews.
That's like everyone that's gotten married there. They beg you to write a Yelp review.
They're like, this was the most magical experience of my life.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, went here for a class. The class was painting bourbon barrel heads, and we had a great time doing so. This is a nice venue. Friends of mine have stayed overnight and really love the place. I walked around the place and was able to see the rooftop dancing area and the dining tables on the second and top floors outside. They have a gift shop for purchasing items such as t-shirts, totes, and souvenirs. The dining room is beautiful. I am also told that they really light up the place for the holidays. Did I mention they also have a cocktail bar? I had a mimosa. Fun day at the castle.
Fun day at the castle. I need like a 1-star review. Like what gave it like a lower review?
Someone gave 4 stars. Tonight I went to a murder mystery dinner at the castle. I didn't know what to expect. Somehow I missed the appetizers, even though I arrived on time. We waited to be called by tables to be served at the, quote, buffet. It wasn't really a buffet because we were able to go once. Queen, that's exactly how I would feel. I would lop off a star.
Really a buffet.
Because we were only allowed to go once. It's not a buffet if it's not an all-you-can-eat buffet.
No.
I agree. The food wasn't great. The dinner show was different from what I expected. The actors came around and talked with us without a background story. The instructions said, ask as many questions as we'd like, but we had no context to ask questions. I was one of 2 who guessed the murderer, but I didn't win the grand prize. It was definitely an interesting experience.
What was the grand prize?
I don't know.
I'm obsessed with these reviews.
Oh my god, here's a 1-star.
Oh my god.
My boyfriend and I and his parents went for the, quote, murder mystery dinner. Absolutely terrible. The castle was cool, but we paid almost $100 a person to watch terrible actors scream over our dinner. And there was not even a mystery or a murder. And the food was buffet style and had a very small selection. By small, I mean there was bread, a tossed salad, a pasta, chicken legs, thighs, and a dessert. Not much to choose from at all, and especially nothing if you're a picky eater, being as everything had vegetables and not common foods. Example, the salad had apples, cranberries, and feta. As the only drink you get is water. I just do not recommend, and no, I'm not just a hater. Everyone that we spoke to afterwards said it was terrible, too. Don't waste your money.
Common foods.
I love everything had vegetables in it. It's like your biggest criticism.
That is the clientele of
Kentucky.
There seemed to have like a very big murder mystery thing going on.
Yeah. 3 stars. Lovely room, very nice accommodations. Fun to stay in a castle, but overall was disappointed. The ballroom is directly under us, and the hotel is one big echo chamber. It was so loud we could hear exact conversations. I'm talking to you, Kelsey. We also paid $60 to attend a comedy show, which was great, but we left early because it was in a poorly heated greenhouse. People were wearing their coats. Would not stay there again, but glad to have had the experience.
These are kind of brilliant.
They're really good.
Brittany did not even look at the Yelp reviews.
No, she doesn't care.
No.
Nothing will get in between her.
I love how this is like, it's like a community event space where they have like murder mysteries.
I love that they have a comedy show.
The fact that you can hear everything in the castle.
The huge echo chamber.
The huge echo chamber of the castle.
Here's a 3-star. Went there Thursday for tour and a lunch buffet. Tour was okay. The lunch buffet was not. There were 4 tables that went to buffet in order. I was the last person served in the group. Buffet consisted of chicken, mac and cheese, some veggies, and a dessert. I had to scrape the pan for the last scoop of mac and cheese. No refill offered. Only choice of meat was chicken, not my favorite food. After I got my food, the buffet was shut down and everything was put in the kitchen. No seconds were available for anything. Several people at my table were still hungry after the meal was done. Buffets I've been at usually refill or leave the food at the buffet table, not disappear with it. A buffet usually offers some choices for a meal. This is a high-priced chicken lunch. Would have more and better food at KFC down the road for less money.
I love that KFC is down the road.
A classic. I love it. Castle next to a KFC.
And also, like, there's a huge problem with the buffet.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not a buffet.
And people in Kentucky clearly like their buffets.
Yeah. Oh, here's a 2-star. The Castle Review. I love a titled Yelp
I love review. A titled Yelp review.
Last week, I visited the castle with my family for lunch, followed by a tour. We sat in the dining room, which had a great ambiance and was beautifully decorated. Each of us ordered something different for lunch. The cocktails were great and the food delicious for the most part. I ordered the scotch egg and a side of Mediterranean pasta salad. That's a wild
What's a
order.
Scotch
a
egg?
Scotch egg is an egg that's like cooked in a casing of sausage. It's like a British thing. It sounds gross, but it's actually really good. But I wouldn't trust a Kentucky castle to like pull out all the good scotch
and a
stuff.
Side of Mediterranean pasta salad.
That's a chaotic order.
It is a chaotic order.
I had to remind our server for the pasta salad 3 different times, which I finally received as the meal was ending. Instead of just explaining they were out of it, I was brought warm noodles with some kind of creamy sauce and a few cold olives in it. Thanks so much for the afterthought. The tour of the property was full of historical information, along with stories.
What historical information? It's not a historical castle.
I don't know. Along with stories of who might have stayed there. I love who might have stayed there.
Who might?
Anyone might have stayed there. They could have stayed there or they could not have stayed there.
Who might? Like, what are the? Is this supposed to be like, oh, this castle has been around since the 14th century?
To lighten the tour, there were some period quiz questions with no actual answers. It did add lightness to the tour, but may better served to give actual stories rather than creating a history where there isn't any. Oh, so they just have
a fake history
of the castle. We all noticed that there were odd things, like a massive arch doorway that's made so the door doesn't open all the way as it should. There are also, quote, paintings on the ceiling in the main area that look to be glued plywood, which is coming off. To spend over $100 for lunch plus $20 each for the tour, ridiculous for one building with grounds that don't even seem finished yet.
When was that from?
This was from March 29th, 2019.
So very recently.
The manager clapped back to this Yelp review.
Oh my God.
And said, thank you so much for taking the time to review your experience with us. Genuine feedback is very important to us at the Kentucky Castle. We strive to continuously improve based on customer feedback. Would you be so kind to send me a message to let me know how we could have earned 4 or 5 stars from you? We'd appreciate a chance to
I think they made
right.
it pretty clear how you could have earned 4 or 5 stars.
Oh my God, we bought tickets to go to the Renaissance event today. Not exactly what we were expecting. We planned a trip around the area in Kentucky because we wanted to see the castle. I was told on the phone before I purchased tickets that we'd be able to go inside the castle. We were refused entry unless we bought a ticket for dinner. We already had dinner plans. We felt duped and wasted money today.
I love how they planned a specific trip in that area of Kentucky just to go to the castle.
It must be like a really big draw for that area.
Right down the road from the KFC.
Yeah, you go to KFC and then you just like go poke around the Kentucky castle, except you're not allowed in unless you
and
eat dinner.
And it has a fake history.
And then when you eat dinner, it's not really a buffet. It's just like a chicken dinner.
A chicken dinner with some mac and cheese where you have to scrape the last remnants.
Oh, here's a one star. Do not stay here, all caps. The staff categorizes guests by level of importance to them. If you're on the bottom tier, they cancel your reservations, rush you out of your room, actually bust into your room to rush you out, and bar, and are passive aggressive towards you. Not only is this wrong, but you are paying top dollar for top-notch service. This place is filled with bugs everywhere and traps for them. It's disgusting, and the floorboards are so uneven and dangerous. Elevator smells like mildew, which is highly hazardous to anyone. Yes, it may be a castle, but the place feels like a swamp, and service feels like sewage.
What does that mean? Service feels like sewage?
I love this person had to have people from the Kentucky castle to burst into their room and tell them to get the fuck out.
What is this rating system that they use? They categorize people based on level of it. You're crying.
I'm crying. These people seem like they're probably a red flag. Like, they are truly...
There were bugs everywhere.
I'm like, bugs? You thinking there are bugs everywhere reads as, like, some sort of drug-induced hallucination.
You think there aren't bugs?
I don't think... I mean, I think if it's in rural Kentucky in, like, the summer, there might be, like, one or two bugs that
but, like,
you see
traps?
Around.
What are bug traps?
Like... I guess maybe those sticky bug traps or something. I think this person sounds like they're making up some stuff.
They were staying in the dungeon at the Kentucky castle.
They snuck in and tried to like smoke crack in one of the rooms or like have like a meth binge. I love that they will bust into your room and kick you out.
Maybe you were doing something illegal in there.
Yeah, I think this person was like, and like being like, the floorboards are uneven and dangerous.
They were literally squatting in the attic.
Yeah, and the surface feels like sewage. What does sewage
a grammar
feel
coach
like to you?
Seriously needs to read that review.
Oh my god, that killed me.
These are great.
Here's a 2-star. Well, I must have gone on an off night from the other reviewers. My food was horrible, overpriced, and want to be
what? What does that mean?
I don't know. Service was extremely slow for a weeknight as well. I had the pork chop that was MP. It arrived cold and very overcooked. I could have gotten the same cut at Kroger for a lot less.
Kroger!
They tried to make it gourmet with sauces and 3 potatoes, but missed the mark. Yes, you're having dinner in a castle, but that does not make up for a $45 subpar pork chop. I will not be returning as Lexington has too many other great places to eat that are much more reasonable.
3 potatoes and some fancy sauces. I love that this person is like, I could have just gone to Kroger. Like, that's the most Midwestern thing I've ever heard.
I love it.
These reviews are not good. Why does it have 4 stars if there's so many low reviews?
I think because they have so many like 5 stars that it somehow evens out with the low ones and then it ends up at a 4-star.
Thinking about the people getting their room busted into. It was like the DEA that busted into their room.
This service feels like sewage. I love being like... 2 stars because the castle itself is lovely and interesting.
People seem to love the architecture of the castle.
They love it, yeah. I love when they're like... I mean, you are having lunch in a castle. It's like, it's not a castle. Like,
wait, have you ever been to Disney World before? Like, the castle there is better than the Kentucky castle.
Yeah, but also, like, American, there's no such thing as like American castles, because that's not like a thing.
No, it's not a real castle.
It's not a real thing. So like, if you want to go have lunch in a castle, you're going to have to like travel to another country where like royalty and castles were an actual thing.
I'm obsessed with the fake history and the people that might have stayed there.
The read up on the history of the place, it's fascinating. But the event we attended there was basically an amateur hour disaster. I don't know who was running the event, but it was run by employees of the castle itself. Then please treat this 2-star review as a 1-star review instead. As a gift to my mother, my wife and I took her and our daughter to the castle for brunch with Santa, which promised to be a buffet brunch with some pretty specific
People
promises.
People are so upset.
The buffet about the really... buffet. Has thrown people for a loop.
I wonder if Mitchell has anything to do with any of these.
I hope that they got their buffet shit together.
People in Kentucky do not fuck around with a buffet.
You do not promise a buffet and then not have literal, like, at least 10 tables worth of food that lasts for hours with unlimited all-you-can-eat
access. A buffet with Santa at the Kentucky Castle sounds so sad.
I know. And I'm also, like, a buffet head. Like, I have very specific, like, I have like a vision for how I need my buffet to be.
Do you like Soup Plantation?
I do like Soup Plantation.
I like Soup Plantation.
I haven't been there in so long.
I think it has a really problematic name.
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't changed it.
Does it still exist?
Yes.
Okay. I do like a getting that you can get a lot of soup and like a lot of salad.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, if I'm going to pay for like a brunch buffet, I need like a whole salad table. That's
there need
just,
to be options.
Yeah. Dedicated to salad. I need like a cheese and charcuterie area. Mm-hmm. I need to have like a raw bar.
Espresso.
In the mix. I need to have espresso. I need a whole dessert section.
There, like, needs to be dessert trays.
Yeah. There needs to be at least 2 to 3 dessert tables. Mm-hmm. You need to have like a prime rib option. And like, then you need a selection of breakfast foods. And
sweet
lunch.
And salty.
Sweet and salty. You need some fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, and then all the breakfast foods, and an omelet station, and a Belgian waffle.
Yes,
station.
And a waffle, and maybe a pancake station too.
Yeah. Well, the Belgian waffle, they could make.
They
pancakes
could make pancakes
if
on
you,
the other
if that's
side.
That's what you wanted.
It did not sound. Did they give any more details about the buffet?
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Not surprisingly, there were dozens of kids there, and some families traveled from Louisville specifically for the event. What I saw, what there weren't many of, were booster seats and high chairs. I saw exactly 2 high chairs the entire time we were there in a room full of dozens of kids of all ages. No parent wants to eat a high-end brunch with a small child or 2 in their laps the entire time. And when you're charging $15 for kids to have brunch and a photo with Santa, at least have enough respect for them to know that they'd like to sit at the table just like everybody else. Hey, I love that. The food was disappointing to bad. Plates, cups, and utensils were mostly plastic.
Disappointing to bad. These are insane. I can't believe Brittany got married here.
I know. I love, like,
I wasn't expecting the Yelp reviews to be this bad.
I wouldn't want to get married in any place that also offers a brunch with Santa. No,
or like a haunted murder mystery.
A murder
night?
Mystery or like a comedy night in a greenhouse on the property.
Where you have to wear your coat?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
God. That's amazing. Now I kind of want to go.
Now I kind of want to go too.
It sounds very in line with like all of Lisa's restaurants, which bring about the same food energy as like a Kentucky castle.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I felt going to Tom Tom, where it's like I spent way too much money and the food was bad.
Yeah, I mean, I have been craving the cauliflower.
Those are really
wings.
Good.
Yeah. Which are not buffalo at all. They're like another kind of flavor profile, but they are just so delicious.
They really are. I've had other buffalo cauliflower wings and they're not as good.
Yeah, those are really like the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for going on this journey with me.
Thank you. I feel like I learned so much.
We spiritually traveled to the Kentucky castle.
I visualized myself there.
I could see myself, like, I felt like I was there getting steamed about the food.
I felt the disappointment of somebody who thought there was going to be a buffet where you could go back multiple times and you could only go once.
The, like, to be promised mac and cheese and like see a tray, and then by the time you get up, there's no more mac and cheese and you're just scraping off whatever the cold remnants are, and then it's taken away forever, is a trauma that I hope no one has to deal with.
Yeah,
and I hope either. Justice will be served.
And I hope that when we see Brittany and Jax's wedding, they had a slightly better catering service than
I need there to be some sort of buffet drama.
What I really need is a review from the other attendants of the wedding of the Kentucky Castle.
Yeah. I think like someone posted, there was someone that was working the wedding that posted in like Bravo Facebook groups about like what was really going down, but I don't think it was anything especially juicy.
I can't get over just the like people intel. With the bugs.
The bugs everywhere, uneven floorboards. I'm like, you're literally on drugs. You're tripping.
They burst in and arrested us and took us to jail.
They're like, they're always bursting in and telling us to get out of here. They're like, did it in the room and at the bar. If someone's trying to get you to leave the bar, it means that like...
Also, the list of like priority guests, like who are higher priority guests? They made it sound like they were like the serfs of the Kentucky Castle.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think there are any such thing as like a priority guest of the Kentucky Castle. I think everyone that's going there is probably pretty much on the same playing field. This ain't the Ritz.
It certainly ain't.
That's like their tagline on their website.
The Kentucky Castle, it ain't the Ritz.
It ain't the Ritz. Everyone needs to follow Julia on Instagram at Binge City.
Thank you. Follow me on Instagram.
Is it the Binge Files?
Oh, yeah. I made a second account where I can just post more memes.
It's really good memes.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're one of the reasons to just like be on Instagram.
Wow. That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Your memes make me lol on a regular basis.
That's all I aim to do in life. I just want to make lols.
They're really, really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Wait, let's see what I have to plug. Now I'm just have Kentucky Castle brain. Okay. My live show is on March 11th at the Roxy Theater. Carrie O'Donnell and I will be taking the stage. We have special guests planned. You don't want to miss it. So come.
You should have a live show at the Kentucky Castle.
I should, actually. We want to venture into secondary markets, is what they call them. And now I'm gunning for a comedy show in the greenhouse.
In the greenhouse.
Watch as my career takes off and you can catch me at the Kentucky Castle. I'll be taking the stage at the greenhouse at 11:30 p.m. Hope to see you there. I know I'm feeling, cause I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.